Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Powerful can meet these challenges alone.
Stuart Patrick with the Council on Foreign Relations says the White House hopes to send a clear message with today's major speech.
They're turning a page from the Bush administration, which by and large regarded and treated the United Nations as something that was an unpleasant reality that basically constrained U.S. power.
So Mr. Obama will say that countries that have griped about the U.S. acting alone cannot wait for America to solve the world's problems alone.
I'm Steve Kathan, live at the UN. With concern about potential terror plots in New York, security is super tight here. Inside, police with dogs just conducted a prolonged sweep. Outside, a kind of fortress, streets blocked off with concrete and steel and barricaded pathways for pedestrians. Later, security will be enforced for what could be a large crowd of demonstrators to protest Iran's president and the re-election that many see as illegitimate.
I'm Dan Raviv in New York. The speaker scheduled just after Mr. Obama is the dictator of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. Professor David Bosco, author of a book on the UN, says variety and hypocrisy are part of these General Assembly openings.
Often you have serial violators of human rights getting up on the dais, making pious proclamations, and I think this has always struck particularly a lot of Americans as something difficult to stomach.
This afternoon, Iran's President Ahmadinejad speaks here.
This is Peter Bild in Berlin. The German government has been busy lining up its European Union partners to stage a joint protest if Ahmadinejad crosses the line when he addresses the General Assembly this evening. In the past, he has described the Holocaust as a myth used by Israel to further its political goals in the Middle East. Holocaust denial is a punishable offense in modern Germany.
One woman eager for Ahmadinejad's speech is Nora Short, the mother of one of three American hikers held for illegally entering Iran nearly 2 months ago. She is hoping Ahmadinejad announces their release.
We think he can understand the pain of any family whose loved one has been detained in a foreign country and cannot be contacted.
Once President Obama and other world leaders finish at the UN, many will head off to Pittsburgh for tomorrow's start of the G20 summit. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is in the Steel City, where protesters and police are ready.
A small demonstration here in a place called Friendship Park is peaceful, but it's been endorsed by a group that promises to disrupt the G20 summit, so police on motorcycles are circling the area, making sure everybody knows they're here.
Don't let their stupidity make you stupid.
We want to make sure that everybody's First Amendment right is protected.
Pittsburgh Mayor Luke Ravenstahl.
But once you cross that line, once you break the law, we'll be forced to defend our people and defend our property, and our officers have been trained accordingly.
Police here have been proactive, for instance, towing a bus used by a group that makes meals for protesters. In a lawsuit charging constitutional violations, a federal judge sided with police. The mayor predicts more suits will be coming. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congresswoman.
I will be great.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Looks like the big snowstorm forecast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
shock news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who's best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Showbiz.
overnight snow that was projected that even caused CDOT to suspend their overnight construction work. So things are moving along at a pretty good clip off those main roads. Accident Hampton and Dayton should be out of your way shortly. Quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Today's projected high, low 50s, upper 40s, currently 46. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisshead.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Hey, what do you say? All my favorite voices on that introduction there. You gotta love it. And we love seeing you today here on this Wednesday, September 23rd. It is the Bill Press Show. And we're coming to you live all the way across the great United States of America, coast to coast from our little radio factory right here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Beautiful day in your nation's capital today. Don't worry, we got it under control. We got it under control. We are here on Capitol Hill keeping our eye on what's going on right down the street here. As they're debating health care, getting ready to debate Afghanistan, and debating, wouldn't have got nothing better to do. Acorn, we got it all covered for you here, and give you a chance to weigh in on the issues as well at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. If you haven't already done so, go to the website, BillPressShow.com. You can check out the president's busy schedule today. Up in New York today, he addresses the General Assembly this morning, then a few other important meetings during the day, and then he goes on, and he and First Lady Michelle Obama will be hosting reception for world leaders tonight at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And while you're at the website, at the top of the website, just click on your chance to subscribe, buy a podcast, a monthly or a yearly podcast here to the Bill Press Show, so you can, you know, you can't hear the whole show every day, I know, with your busy schedule, so you can just, you know, if you download it, have your subscription, download it through iTunes, then you can listen to the rest of the show that you missed or listen to a couple of interviews you want to hear over again anytime, anywhere. And you do that by through your monthly subscription. If you subscribe this week by podcast this week, we're going to send you a free Bill Press Barack Obama Yes We Can mug. So do it this week. Offer expires, as they say, at midnight Friday. You'll find it all at BillPressShow.com. Dan Henning is off playing golf somewhere, I guess. Peter Ogburn doing the job of five people this morning. Peter.
Hi there. Nice to see you.
With Stevie Lee Webb standing by, you know.
Screening calls as we speak.
We always bring him in any emergency. Very happy last night to meet a lady that I've long admired. Didn't have a chance to meet. I was at a little reception for the this year's class of White House fellows, and turned around, and the lady sitting alongside me on the couch while the speeches were taking place. I don't know what to call her. Does she have an official title?
Milo POTUS.
Huh?
Mother-in-law of the President of the United States.
Right.
Milo POTUS.
Mrs. Marian Anderson sitting there, and we had a nice chat. It was a wonderful, wonderful lady. I asked her who was taking care of the girls. She said they're well taken care of at the White House. I didn't have to worry. And the President, of course, was in New York. And her daughter, the First Lady, was out at Sidwell Friends. It was Parents' Night last night, and she's going up to New York today to
to meet and greet the with the president, all the world leaders at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Meanwhile, here down the street from us at the United States Capitol building, lots of activity on health care and a lot of interest in Afghanistan after General McChrystal's recommendation to the president that he send more troops. We wanted to check in on the business of the Senate with a good friend, new senator from the state of Virginia, Senator Mark Warner. Hey, Senator, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good to talk to you again. I guess someday we'll stop calling you the new senator from Virginia.
I know. I got to get you. It's been tough going from, His Excellency, the Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, to the new senator, the junior senator. So it's a little different.
Well, we go back to when you and I both held the august title of state chair. You're being state chair of Virginia, my being state chair of California. And somehow both states survived.
They did. Well, I do think anybody who's been a Democratic chair at any level ought to get two things. One, a guaranteed place in heaven, and two, therapeutic counseling until they get there, because trying to make Democrats happy is awful hard.
It's hard in Virginia, and it's hard in California, too,
yeah,
Senator,
I
gotta tell you. I want to start with Afghanistan.
Sure.
General McChrystal, he's the man that President Obama sent to Afghanistan to assess the situation, and he said things are pretty serious, and we could face mission failure unless the president sends more troops. Is there support in the Senate for sending more troops to a country where we've been for 8 years?
I think there's some uneasiness. I know I was in Afghanistan in the spring and actually came away, though, more optimistic because two things. One, the people of Afghanistan hate the Taliban. They've seen what happens when that rule was in place. And the overall consensus from our, particularly not just the senior level, commanders, but some of our mid-level guys over there, was that, the Afghanis are willing to fight for their own country, something that some of the guys who said in Iraq, who'd been to Iraq, said was not always the case in terms of the Iraqi soldiers. So,
yeah.
I'm anxious to hear, I've reviewed the report, and I'm anxious to hear what the president says. I think, we owe the president this time to kind of consider, and I'm reserving kind of final judgment until the president comes forward with his response to General McChrystal.
Well, it's interesting that you said that you respect the fact that the president needs some time to sort this out, which I would certainly agree with. I do want to play a quick clip from the Republican leader of the Senate yesterday, Mitch McConnell, who seems rather in a bigger hurry.
We don't understand the delay in the president acting on that recommendation. Most of us would like for General Petraeus and General McChrystal to come up here to Congress and explain to us what they would like to do.
Now, Senator, there's hardly been any delay. The report came out the day before yesterday, right?
Well, that's my understanding, and my understanding as well is at least the initial report did not have actual troop number recommendations.
That's correct.
I do think we ought to hear the specific recommendations that McChrystal wants. I do think, part of what I think any responsible president would do would be review not only a situation in the field from our commanders, but obviously consult with our allies, try to make sure we continue to sort through some of the mess of the Afghani election. I think that's something that is very problematic. How widespread was the voter fraud? I mean, is the Karzai government, if it's going to be reelected, have enough legitimacy in the eyes of the Afghani people? I do think that this president I've been supportive of his efforts so far to date in Afghanistan, recognizing that this truly is an international coalition fighting against the Taliban and the extremists, and it needs to be maintained. The effort needs to be successful. So going through these steps and getting all the information before he comes forward with recommendations to the American people and the U.S. Congress seems to make some sense. And I've not heard anything that indicates the president is going to delay this in any major way, but he wants to, I would hope, touch all these bases and get all this information before it makes a recommendation.
Yeah, and it does take time. Now, Senator, when Barack Obama was running for president, one of the criticisms he had about the war in Iraq was we had not set a timetable for how long we were going to be there and when we were going to start moving in a different direction. So If there were to be more troops sent to Afghanistan, do you think there should also be, we should set a timetable for how long we're committed to being there at the same time?
I think you have to set a clear policy objective and policy goal, but, you know, the notion that in a counterinsurgency fight that we're in Afghanistan, that the very day we potentially could be sending more troops, we're also setting a strict timeline on when they're going to come home, I think that may be, you know, asking too much. I think setting metrics mm-hmm. to say, all right, we want to see, you know, as Carl Levin has laid out, X number of additional Afghani troops and Afghani police trained by a certain date, trying to make sure that we actually instigate a effort to try to recruit some of the low-level Taliban fighters who are not ideologues, kind of into a Sons of Iraq type movement to repatriate them, in effect, back into a supporting of the Afghanistan government. That, I think, makes some sense. So setting some metrics in terms of what we hope to see out of our Afghani partners makes some sense, but I'm not sure you can go in a counterinsurgency on our day one and say, all right, we're going to be done by this date regardless of circumstances.
Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, our guest here on this Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show. Senator, so there will be debate in terms of hearings on Afghanistan. There is debate today in terms of hearings on health care reform. Kind of a double-sword question for you. Do you think we will see health care reform legislation enacted this year? And you've gotten kind of a bad rap for not being, from some of our callers, for not supporting a public plan option. So where do you come down on those two issues?
Let's go on each one of them. I do think we'll see some level of health care reform this year. And matter of fact, there's 10 of us freshman Democrats going onto the floor this morning and outlining in some detail, you know, the price of doing nothing. I mean, some of our colleagues on the other side who seem to be wanting to just defeat the president's proposal. I mean, you know, and I wish actually the president had started the debate on this issue because, you know, if we do nothing, the current health care system in America is not financially sustainable for the next decade. You know, Medicare will go bankrupt in 6 years. It is still the large driver of our deficit. So if you care, as I'm a budget hawk, if you care about the deficit, it's Medicare and Medicaid that's driving that deficit more than anything else. You know, premiums will double for people who've got insurance. And business will be less competitive in a global economy because we've got to pay $3,000 more per employee. So we want to really point out the price of doing nothing.
So the status quo
is just not acceptable. And again, I wish the president had made that case clearer. There's obviously fairness reasons about expanding coverage, but if you're part of the 85% of Americans who've got health care at this point, you ought to be really concerned that nothing happens because your health care is not going to be able to be maintained with the current financing system. In terms of the competitive alternatives, I believe there needs to be more competition in the market. I'm not sure, I've expressed concerns, that simply expanding a Medicare or Medicaid program with the financial incentives we've got in Medicare and Medicaid that don't lower costs, it's not something that I would promote. But I do think there ought to be more competition in the market. There ought to be more transparency. I'm intrigued with the co-op idea. I'm also intrigued with the idea that I've not heard other folks talk about that I've been advocating is that, you know, we have had healthcare reform kind of quietly taking place in this country. If you care, if one of your major concerns are cost, at least in, which is one of my major concerns, and where healthcare has been quietly taking place over the last 3 to 5 years in America is in some large companies that have got a large employee base, have really started to design much more cost-effective healthcare plans that have put in wellness, put in prevention. I mean, Safeway food stores, a California-based company, you know, Bill, that you're aware of, has really kept their healthcare costs flat for like 5 years running. Pitney Bowes has been a leader in this area for years. Delta Airlines, Dell Computers. One of the things I've been advocating is, you know, if we're going to try to create a competitive alternative out there, why don't we use some of the models, actually some of the best examples from private sector models that have actually worked, that have actually been about driving down costs. You might, for example, be willing to open up these plans to small businesses who are in the supply chain or customers of these companies. So I, you know, I've been in favor of more competition in the market. I have been reluctant to say that simply expanding Medicare and Medicaid, which don't candidly do a very good job of holding down costs. All they do is basically process claims, and I've administered a Medicaid program as governor of Virginia. I just don't think get it the my overriding goal, which is, yes, we've got to cover people, but if we don't bend the cost curve, if we don't end up lowering the price of health care in America, which means we've got to change our basic fee-for-service model we've got, we're simply putting off financial ruin.
And one final question for you, Governor. As former state chair, former governor, senator from Virginia, you've got a big governor's race coming up. Creed Deeds closing in on McDonnell in the polls. What's your read?
Listen, this race has gotten very competitive. Throughout the summer, we had a lot of the national trends going against us. Virginia is still a very conservative state, and the Republican was ahead. The more we can focus this race on Virginia and Virginia issues, the more we can point out that Creed Eads was part of the team that worked with me and, candidly, with a lot of Republicans when we had to fix our budget and make record investments in education. And the guy he's running against opposed us every step of the way, as well as the guy he's running against has had a one thing that's been consistent in his record, and that has been he has been consistently been a crusader for kind of social issues and the very issues that he talked about in his thesis of 20 years ago, which were oftentimes anti-women, anti-choice, and not what I think where most Virginians are at today.
Important race. We're keeping our eye on that. Hey, Senator, thanks so much for your time today and your leadership on all these issues.
Thank you, Bill. Take care now.
All right. Great. Mark Warner, Senator from Virginia, here on the Bill Press Show.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt. And it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
Dodge Grand Caravan and its promises are never empty. Grand Caravan offers you dependability and demonstrates it by being named most dependable van in a recent J.D. Power and Associates study. And this all comes with a starting price of $22,995. Or you can choose attractive leasing options. Dodge Grand Caravan, delivering on its promises for over 25 years. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com. See dealer for pricing and details.
Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores.
3 years in a row, and it still sounds sweet. Get in, get help, get on with your life at Ace, the helpful place. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Visit your neighborhood Ace Hardware store today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident investigation underway, northbound 225 near Colfax. People starting to hit the brakes around 6th Avenue. Southbound side also sluggish there from Colfax to Alameda. Our heaviest jams right now, southbound 25 in Thornton as you're getting out, 104th down to 84th. a crash Hamden and Dayton, and patchy ice on 70 west of Georgetown to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, mostly in the afternoon and evening, possible 1 to 4 inches of snow in the foothills, highs in town in the mid to upper 50s, right now 46 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The buyback event is on, and Larry Miller Nissan is buying back vehicles for up to 80% of the original MSRP.
Up to 80% of the original MSRP.
But that's not all. Now's your chance to save on every great Nissan vehicle we have in stock. Brand new 09 Sentras as low as $179 a month. Ultimas as little as $199 a month. Plus, special 0% WAC financing on select new Nissan vehicles. It's the buyback event going on at Larry Miller Nissan on Broadway. Denver's premier Nissan dealer. 5001 South Broadway.
Online at LarryMillerNissan.com.
Offers WAC, certain restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like exclusive access to year-round benefits at more than 60 select Sonoma County wineries, including Adobe Road and Matrix, just for being a cardholder. Simply show your Visa Signature card at participating wineries to receive complimentary tastings. Plus, enjoy additional savings on winery purchases when you use your card. For more details and a winery map, visit visa.com/signature. So, look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out the full list of perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
People have trouble learning new languages because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Police conducting hit-and-run accident investigation northbound 225 right around Colfax. Going to start tapping the brakes at 6th Avenue. They did just clear crash, though, Hamden and Dayton. Southbound 25, our heavy spot in Thornton, 104th down to 84th. If you're traveling in the high country today, icy spots on 70 west of Georgetown up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy but warmer than yesterday, a high around 57 degrees. Scattered showers in the urban corridor, possible snow in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature is 46 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart October 2nd through the 4th. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo October 2nd through the 4th at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Right now at GNC and GNC.com, you can save big on a VitaPack program at our semi-annual buy one, get one half price sale. One convenient pack gives you the vitamins and supplements you need every day. You'll find different packs customized to support different needs. Right now, buy any VitaPack program, choose a second one at half price. Learn more from our GNC sales associates. Give us 5 minutes, profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only participate in GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
On Saturday, October 10th, join us for the Walk to Remember in Clement Park and help support those dealing with the loss of an infant. Details on AM760.net's community calendar.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, 33 minutes after the hour, the Bill Press Show live coast to coast on this Wednesday, September 23rd. So look, I've got here on my computer, as part of the White House press corps, we get the schedule every morning, or actually the night before. So here's the president's schedule today. He's going to meet, starts out with a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister Hariyama of Japan at the Waldorf Astoria. Then he goes over to the UN building, addresses the United Nations General Assembly. He then participates in a meeting with leaders of peacekeeping troop contributing countries. In the afternoon, he's going to participate in a wreath laying ceremony for fallen United Nations staff members. Then he attends a lunch hosted by UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon for heads of state and government. Later, he holds a bilateral meeting with President Medvedev of Russia. And then this evening, he and the First Lady host a reception for heads of state at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I mean, boom, 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 boom. And that was on top of yesterday's schedule. where he first of all started off hosting a meeting on climate change, meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the Palestinian territories, Netanyahu and Abbas, hosting a meeting of the sub-Saharan African countries, meeting with the President of China, attending a lunch, and there was some and speaking to the Clinton Global Initiative conference, and then there was some reception last night. You can't say the guy is just up in New York like just to see it play and have dinner. Not this time. Working his butt off. And tomorrow he is hosting the first time that an American president has actually led a discussion of the UN Security Council on nuclear disarmament. So busy days up in at the UN for sure. The president visible on many fronts, taking the lead on many issues. How's he doing? What's the reception? We want to check in with Josh Gerstein from Politico, who is in New York with the president. Hey, Josh, good morning.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. So is it possible to tell from your perspective how this is this president's first, a time to represent the United States at the United Nations? How's he being received by other world leaders?
Well, I think it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, his first speech yesterday was on this climate change issue and, got kind of a little bit of a lukewarm reception. The countries that are very interested in doing something about climate change, I think, wanted to hear a few more specifics from him. Mm-hmm. But I do think with most folks, he still seems to be in the honeymoon period, although perhaps nearing the end of it.
Well, I saw that some reports this morning about kind of a tepid response to climate change. But on the part of an American president, I mean, compared to George W. Bush, Barack Obama at least recognizes the problem of global warming, recognizes our responsibility to do something about it. That's a big change for the U.S.
That's absolutely right. I mean, and that's why I say there is this honeymoon going on at the moment. And it is true that it's a lot more than they've ever heard from any other U.S. president. I think that so there is a positive reception. The thing is, there's this international conference, as you know, in December in Copenhagen.
Yes.
To set new rules and come up with a new treaty. And the fact that the U.S. hasn't moved very far, has only done this House bill, and it's quite possible the Senate may not do anything by December, kind of sets back that international progress, and it's difficult for people to overlook that just because, they like President Obama or they appreciate his personal commitment to the subject.
Got it. Yeah, and that's pretty clear. There's not going to be a Senate bill on climate change before the Copenhagen meeting. On the Middle East, just reading the sign language, I guess, of President Obama, he seemed to be impatient with both Netanyahu and Abbas yesterday. Was that your read?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got the sense that neither of these fellows were eager to be dragged into the room, but out of deference to the president, they decided to come anyway. And basically, the months that George Mitchell has spent trying to work out the different issues that were precluding even negotiations, it's kind of like those Vietnam peace talks. They want to have a long negotiation about the format of the negotiation before they start it. So the settlements issue was still outstanding, and it's basically unresolved, and it sounds like the U.S. twisted the arms of the Palestinians to show up at this meeting anyway, even though they've been insisting for months that they wouldn't do so or they wouldn't negotiate unless the Israelis put in some kind of settlement freeze, which still hasn't happened.
Now, I guess the number one issue or the number one item on the agenda today is his speech this morning before the General Assembly, correct?
Yeah, that's it. And also, everyone will be looking for personal interaction between the president and President Gaddafi, among other sort of unsavory characters who may be lurking in the hall.
And attending this luncheon today, right, with Ban Ki-moon.
Right. All the heads of state who are here are invited to attend this luncheon, and Gaddafi will be among them. Other folks like Chavez and so forth may also be among them. It all depends on who decides to show up today. But there's always the possibility. You've got Mugabe from Zimbabwe and all kinds of other characters who, may be interested in trying to get a grip and grin with the president, although whether it happens or not, will remain to see. Although I can tell you this morning, Gaddafi is supposed to follow Obama directly. And so we've been told that there's at least some chance that the two gentlemen will pass each other in the green room, so to speak, as they come in and off the stage.
Well, it's almost inevitable, right, if they're all the world leaders are there, that at some point, if even in the men's room, I mean, they're going to run into each other, right? I mean, especially at this luncheon where Ban Ki-moon has to invite everybody. He can't exclude certain people because we don't want them. Right.
Right. No, certainly. And you know, the U.S. cannot invite certain people to the reception. And in the case of people like Ahmadinejad and Gaddafi, they've done that. But especially with Gaddafi, you know, there's a rotating head to the U.N. Security Council, happens to be the U.S. this month. Libya also happens to have a seat on the Security Council at the moment, one of the rotating seats. And so, it's just going to be, it'll be tricky for the president to avoid Gaddafi altogether.
Well,
now, have you seen about him pitching his tent in suburban?
Yes, I was about to ask you about that. Do we know where he is? By the way, Josh Gerstein, our guest, he's White House reporter for Politico, and he's in New York with the president at the United Nations. Yeah, Josh, has Gaddafi pitched his tent in Central Park?
He tried, apparently. The city wasn't interested in that, and it looks like somehow he cut a deal with Donald Trump to use his one of his suburban homes for this, and Trump is sort of claiming he didn't know or wasn't sure who these Middle Eastern folks were or whatever. But it's all, if you read the tabloids this morning, that's all there is going on.
Yeah, and I also read that wherever that little township is, that the town administrator pulled the permit for erecting the tent. Here's what I don't get. Maybe you could shed some. What is it with this tent? I mean, okay, he has a tent in Libya, but when he travels, he has to take his tent with him? I mean,
that's apparently it. I'm told he doesn't really sleep in it. He uses it to receive visitors or whatever. When we were at the G8 summit in Italy a few months back, he also had put a tent up there, you know, where I guess he would sit out in some soccer field and pretend like he was in the stands of the Middle East. I'm not exactly sure what he does. But now whether he'll even go there, I think, is unclear, with the city saying that they're sort of condemning the tent or whatever, and it's just another mess. Plus, a long drive out to Westchester with all the traffic.
Well, here's the deal. I'm with Gaddafi. It wasn't so long ago that Gaddafi was being said, hey, you know, this guy has come around. George Bush said, here's one of our success stories, because we got them to drop their nuclear program, right? And we're starting to sort of normalize relations with Libya. And I guess now he's a bad guy again because of Lockerbie. Is that it?
Yeah, it's because of that celebration for Megrahi that took place a weeks back. And not just the celebration, but Gaddafi actually went to the airport and welcomed him home, gave him a hero's welcome when the U.S. had specifically asked him not to do that. And so there's sort of, as you know, a lot of the Pan Am 103 victims are from the New York metropolitan area, and their families are still, you know, as you can imagine, aggrieved about what happened, even though it is now 20 or 25 years ago. And he's just not a very popular figure here in New York. And so the president, if he does see him, I think will probably be obliged to make some sort of remark about how upset he is about what happened with the Pan Am 103.
And he did. I mean, the United States expressed its condemned that both the release on the part of Scotland and the reception on the part of Libya.
He did.
It's just sometimes it's hard to keep track of who's a good guy and who's a bad guy at the present moment, because you know Gaddafi was the bad guy, then he became a good guy, now he's a bad guy again. So we have to.
Condi Rice went over there and shook hands and greeted him, and the Bush administration decided we pull all our sanctions and so forth. So you're right, he was back on the at least the normal list, if not the good guy list, but now he's back to the bad guy list.
And do we have any idea of the president's message to the General Assembly today? Do we know, have you seen the text or anything new or anything newsworthy?
We've seen some of the text, and it seems to me, I describe it as sort of a meet us halfway message. He's going to tell folks that were very hostile to the U.S. During President Bush's era, and said, you know, the U.S. doesn't work with anybody overseas and won't work in any of these international institutions. All right, well, you know, now we're ready to work. You guys need to step up to the plate. And, you know, that's the message they've been delivering in terms of getting additional troops for Afghanistan and a variety of other things that, you know, okay, you were critical before. Now we're saying we're changing our ways. Are you going to play with us, or are you just is it actually the case that you also didn't want to do anything and you were all too happy to criticize Bush and sit on the sidelines? So I think that's going to be the central theme of his message today.
Good. Hey, Josh, excellent report. I know you just arrived at the UN. You've got to get to work at your place there. So we appreciate very much your taking time for us this morning. Okay?
Okay, Bill.
Talk to you again. Josh Gerstein,
bye.
White House reporter for Politico.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident stall free, but we are seeing volumes increase around town, especially on southbound 25, first and Thornton again near downtown after I-70 in Aurora, southbound and northbound 225. Kind of busy there around Colfax. Had early accident investigation on the northbound side. Also want to check patchy ice on 70 west of Georgetown to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, mostly in the afternoon and evening, possible 1 to 4 inches of snow in the foothills. Highs in town in the mid to upper 50s, right now 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build has the country's best prices on cabinetry and more. However, we do not compromise on quality. Our elite line of cabinets could easily go into $1 million home. Buy and Build's cabinets are all wood boxes with absolutely no particle board and solid hardwood fronts. We have 9 colors to choose from. 3 are in stock and available today. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion, John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Here, AM 760.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that. So I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge.
80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistance, a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
And finally, a very funny video. We've got it up on our website for you at billpressshow.com. And just a little reminder, if you haven't already done so, get your podcast. Sign up for the monthly or yearly subscription to the podcast. And if you do it this week, get your free Barack Obama Bill Press Yes We Can morning mug. On the podcast also, we put up today this new video. Funny or Die is a website that has lots of fun videos up. That's kind of what they do. They just posted a new one yesterday with Will Ferrell, John Hamm, and some other comedians. Sort of done a little a little mocking at insurance companies crying all the way to the bank over the healthcare reform issue. And in terms of all the stories about all the victims and people who are suffered because we don't have healthcare reform in this country, they're asking, what about the insurance executives themselves?
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Health insurance executives are getting a bad rap.
As the healthcare debate heats up,
we need to remember who the real victims are.
Health insurance executives.
People are saying a lot of mean things about health insurance companies and their executives. And it's got to stop.
So why is Obama trying to reform healthcare when insurance companies are doing just fine, making billions of dollars of profit?
Obama, why?
Insurance companies need our support because they keep our selfish priorities in check when we can't.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop. They're saying bad things about us, bad things about those insurance executives. I love that. Obama, why? Obama,
that's great.
Obama, why? Obama, why? And people pick that up. Yes, but whatever you think about this video, and again, you can watch it at BillPressShow.com, don't think it's being sarcastic.
So join us in the fight to protect our insurance company profits. They've looked out for our best interests for so long. Now
we should look out for theirs.
And I'm not being sarcastic, not at all.
Mm-mm. No, whatever you do. Don't think they're being sarcastic. So we will keep track of the president up in New York today with his address to the General Assembly and his reception at the Metropolitan Museum tonight. And we'll see what kind of unsavory characters he ends up shaking hands with.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act. Even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeATHome.com.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this September 23rd, my parting shot for today, poor David Patterson. Yeah, as the black governor of one of the biggest states, when one of his black brothers became president of the United States, Patterson expected to be treated right. Instead, Barack Obama's thrown David Patterson under the bus. Black or not, you're a loser, Obama told him. 76% of New Yorkers think you're doing a lousy job as governor. You're not going to get reelected, and you could drag the entire Democratic ticket down with you, so get out of the way. It's not the first time Obama's jumped into state politics lately. As we know, he's also endorsed candidates in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and New Jersey. But New York is the highest profile and the most public case of presidential political pressure. Was it the right thing for Obama to do? Absolutely. As head of the Democratic Party, he's got a responsibility to do whatever he can to keep his party in power. Was it handled the right way? Absolutely not. The way Obama sent the word to Patterson was ham-handed at best. So what's the next step? You know, as well as I, finding some grateful way, graceful way out for David Patterson. You know, somewhere in government, there's got to be a great job just waiting for a former governor of New York. Obama will offer it, and Patterson would be crazy not to take it. That's my parting shot for today. So Senate Finance Committee continues to mark up the health care legislation. We'll be watching that for you. President Obama speaking to the General Assembly, attending a luncheon for heads of state in New York. We'll be watching that for you. We'll wrap it up with you and tackle it all right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Cafe, and live at the United Nations, where anticipation's building for Barack Obama's first address as president to the UN General Assembly. Diplomats and world leaders are arriving amid heavy security with streets blocked, concrete barricades, and police all around. And demonstrators are starting to gather, too. Many will aim their signs and shouts at Iran and Libya. With more, here's Frank Setapani.
President Obama should be speaking to the General Assembly about an hour from now. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what are the key points to look for?
Well, Frank, watch for a clear departure from what was seen as the Bush-era go-it-alone policy on many issues. President Obama will call for shared responsibility. Stuart Patrick with the Council on Foreign Relations predicts a warm response from most other countries, but the real test is yet to come.
He's going
to
have them at hello. The question is what comes after that hello in terms of the long-term relationship.
Another big question, will the president single out countries that don't share his vision, especially Iran, whose president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaks to the UN later today? Live in New York, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In a pre-speech interview, Ahmadinejad told the Associated Press President Obama should see Iran as a friend. He insisted that Iran is not building nuclear weapons and promised to seek leniency for three American hikers who were arrested for straying over the border from Iran. A court document suggests that missteps by New York City police may have compromised the investigation into a suspected Al-Qaeda bombing plot. CBS News Homeland Security analyst Juan Zarate says those mistakes may have led to the premature arrest of key suspect Najibullah Zazi.
Authorities would tell you that they would have liked to have watched Zazi, some of his associates, to have seen not only what they were planning, but to see with whom else they are meeting.
After more than a week of downpours across the deep south, some of the floodwaters are beginning to go down, but homes and roads are in ruins, and at least 10 people are dead. One was a Gwinnett County, Georgia woman who made a desperate call to 911 when her car was swept away.
Help! Please, is going to drown?
Okay, listen, you're not going to drown. We're going to be there for you. Just stay with me, okay?
Help arrived on the scene too late. In Chicago, a man with a gun's been barricaded inside the emergency room of a VA hospital since around 1:30 in the morning. Police say the man fired one shot, but no one's been hurt.
We continue negotiations with him at this time, trying to get him to surrender peacefully.
Overseas in Milan, Italy, prosecutors are making closing arguments at the trial of 26 Americans and 7 Italians accused of orchestrating a CIA-led kidnapping of an Egyptian terror suspect. Here at home, a jury in Miami has found a special needs teacher guilty of abuse for putting hot sauce in an autistic student's drink. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One Vitapack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One Vitapack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
Go ahead.
The Denver Drive is getting busy all of a sudden. Got a couple different crashes. Both of them are on I-25. Now, the first one that's coming in is on the southbound lanes. This occurred right around 84th. We're seeing single-digit speeds as you're trying to make your way in from the Thornton and North Glen area. Your slowdowns are going to start at right around 120th. And they're growing. Then we've got one downtown. This one's at 20th, involves three cars, so you'll start to bog down on that approach to 84th. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, volume's a little bit lighter than we've been used to recently. Westbound 76, a little bit sluggish approaching 270. 225 also starting to load up on that approach to Yosemite, but it's not as slow as usual. Off those main roads, a couple cars mixed it up at 6th and Lincoln. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another chilly gray day with a high of about 51, 52 degrees, currently 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq, and after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and the new Jay Leno show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
Going up to, well, my computer says only about 50 degrees today with rain. One of those days is hard again. It's been hard to get up this week. I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the zeitgeist of all the rain and all the clouds out there. A lot of news locally and nationally. The healthcare debate picks up in Congress today, and yesterday it started out with opening statements. In Colorado, here in Denver, the police officer who had been was on trial for brutality after that video showing him, well, it's seeming to show him break the teeth of a bicyclist. That police officer gets off. The jury ruled him innocent. We'll get to all that and more. Let's do our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So we'll start where we left off yesterday on issues of privacy, on issues of civil liberties. The Justice Department, according to the New York Times, is preparing to impose new limits on the government assertion of the state secrets privilege used to block lawsuits for national security reasons. The practice was a major flashpoint in the debate over the escalation of executive power and secrecy during the Bush administration. The new policy, which could be announced as early as Wednesday, would require approval by Attorney General Eric Holder if military or espionage agencies wanted to assert the privilege to withhold classified evidence sought in court or to ask a judge to dismiss a lawsuit at its onset. So that is definitely good news on the civil liberties front. Definitely good news. The Washington Independent reports that debate over the Patriot Act renewal is kicking off along party lines. 8 years after it was passed, the USA Patriot Act remains among the most controversial pieces of counterterrorism legislation in the so-called War on Terror. On December 31st of this year, some of its most controversial provisions will expire, forcing Congress to revisit it. But as a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday shows, it's clear Democrats don't uniformly support the Obama White House on its efforts to renew some of the most controversial provisions of the Patriot Act. Some Democrats on the committee still bitter that some Republicans back in 2001 had pushed aside a bipartisan version of the bill produced by the committee in favor of a version substantially revised and altered by the Rules Committee and, of course, made more extreme. Afghanistan. President Obama is exploring alternatives to a major troop increase in Afghanistan, including a plan advocated by Vice President Joseph Biden to scale back American forces and focus more on rooting out al-Qaeda there and in Pakistan. The options under review are part of what administration officials described as a wholesale reconsideration of the strategy
the president announced with fanfare just 6 months ago. Two new intelligence reports are being conducted to evaluate Afghanistan and Pakistan. The sweeping reassessment has been prompted by deteriorating conditions on the ground, the messy and still unsettled outcome of the Afghan election, and a dire report by President Obama's new commander, General Stanley McChrystal. Aides said the president wanted to examine whether the strategy he unveiled in March was still the best approach and whether it could work with the extra combat forces General McChrystal says he wants. So the president, really, I think, having trouble figuring out what the way forward in Afghanistan is, and I don't blame him. It's a tough situation. But clearly he's afraid, I think, of the politics and really the policy of simply escalating, of simply doubling down on the Afghan deployment. Washington Post reports, concern is rising in Congress and among military families over a sharp increase in U.S. troop deaths in Afghanistan. At a time when senior military officials acknowledge that American service members are facing greater risks under a new strategy that emphasizes protecting Afghan civilians, on July 2nd, General McChrystal issued a directive restricting the military's use of airstrikes and artillery bombardments. In July and August, the number of Afghan civilians killed by coalition forces was 19 compared with 151 for the same 2 months last year. Over the same period, however, U.S. in the war more than doubled, 96 this year compared with 42 last year, prompting worries that McChrystal's constraints and other tactical changes are creating advantages for a resurgent Taliban. The politics of Afghanistan are the center of this new Wall Street Journal poll out today. President Obama faces significant doubts from the public about the war in Afghanistan and his handling of foreign policy, according to this new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. At the same time, he shored up support for his top domestic priority, health care, following his speech to Congress this month. The president's approval stands at 51%, which is steady since August. For the first time, independent voters disapprove of the job he's doing, however, by 46% compared with 41% of those who approve. And the poll showing a slight bump in his approval ratings on health care, but pretty bad numbers when it comes to Afghanistan. In some political news, the Massachusetts state legislature on Tuesday moved one step closer to giving Governor Deval Patrick there the authority to fill a vacant United States Senate seat, as speculation among political insiders focuses on former Governor Michael Dukakis and a Kennedy family confidant as the most likely contenders for the temporary appointment. Democratic sources said that Dukakis, a former three-term governor, and Paul Kirk, the chairman of the board of the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation, are the top candidates to succeed the late Senator Ted Kennedy, obviously the appointment important for the politics of health care in Washington. Although I don't think they're as important as everybody is making them out to be. You know, everyone's saying, oh, the Democrats can't govern the Senate. They can't do anything in a Senate if they don't have 60 votes. I don't buy that. They've got this procedure known as reconciliation, which the Republicans used to pass Bush's tax cuts. Republicans used to pass a bunch of stuff through the Senate that only requires 51 votes. I think that the Senate Democratic leadership has used this 60-vote thing as a way to excuse their inaction on a whole lot of things. However, sure, it couldn't hurt to have another Democratic senator there. Especially the other news off the wire. Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia has been hospitalized. He's 91 years old. He's been hospitalized after a fall at his home. He has been in fragile health. And some D.C. newspapers say that that shows the just how fragile the Democratic governing majority is in the Senate. Here's some good news out of the House. Speaker Pelosi is backing away from a deal she cut with Blue Dog Democrats to advance health care reform, said a source familiar with the talks. This is a report in the Hill newspaper. Pelosi's decision to move away from the agreement that was made with a group of Blue Dogs to get the bill out of a committee would steer the health care legislation back to the left as she prepares for a floor vote. Pelosi's planning to include a government-run public option in the House version of the health care bill. She wants to model it on Medicare, with providers getting reimbursed on a scale pegged to Medicare rates. But a Pelosi aide said nothing is final. But Blue Dog Democrats, many of whom represent rural districts where Medicare reimbursement rates are relatively low, vehemently oppose tying the public option to Medicare. Now, Pelosi's made the point that if you don't tie the public option reimbursement rates to some form of Medicare reimbursement rates, then the public option will have trouble driving down costs. Reimbursement rates are part of cost control. But it's good news that she is moving away from trying to negotiate with the faction in her own party that is the single most bought-off faction in Congress when it comes to health care issues. Mike Ross, the leader of the Blue Dogs, just this last couple of weeks has been embroiled in scandal. A Politico exclusive also echoed on the Rachel Maddow show last night about Ross maybe having some shady dealings at home that benefited him personally with a lot of healthcare industry money. And the final national news story, which of course relates to local news, a story that we've been covering. Toyota Motor Corporation is closing California's last automobile plant, but that isn't keeping the factory from asking the state for $2 million in taxpayer money for recent training that made some of its workers better car builders. The automaker says it deserves to be paid back money it spent on training this year at a Fremont plant under a February 27th agreement with the state's employment training panel, but critics are incensed, noting that there won't be any more auto assembly plants left in the state where workers can make use of their training. Now, this is obviously connected, at least in spirit, with what Frontier Airlines is trying to do to the city of Denver. Frontier and Republic Airways, its parent company, are trying to get new tax breaks from Denver, from the state of Colorado, threatening to move jobs away from the state. And a lot of us have talked about how it's important for the state to, if they're going to give away that money, especially in a big budget crisis like we're facing now, to get some kind of guarantees that the jobs will actually stay here. In other words, that the company won't take the money and run like Toyota is trying to do in California. Now, they're not exactly the same situations, but you see, the company's trying to do this all the time. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we'll check out the Colorado local news scene. A lot of local news there in Colorado. I can't believe I said there. Here in Colorado. Sometimes you wake up and it doesn't look like Colorado. It looks like Seattle out there today.
It's hardly looking out there, for sure.
It really is. It's really, really dark. Should we announce the beer festival winner? We're about a minute and a half early from 7:20.
I think we should announce it on the other side of this one.
Well, why don't we do both?
You could do it here and there.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right.
How about it?
We'll announce the beer festival winner. The winner of the beer festival giveaway today, Laura Bard of Fort Collins. You've won a pair of tickets to Friday night of the Great American Beer Festival. Laura Bard of Fort Collins, call us now at 303-631-2760. Call us now, 303-631-2760. Laura Bard of Fort Collins, you've won a pair of tickets to Friday night of the Great American Beer Festival. The beer festival is sold out. Turk and I have our tickets, but it's sold out. And if you don't have a ticket and you want one, actually, if you want a pair, go to www.am760.net. Again, www.am760.net. Register, and every day at 7:20 or around 7:20. It's now 30 seconds to 7:20.
Well, and we might be right back, Dave. Some of the audience knows that we're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Yes, we are experiencing
some. So, yeah, man, the Millennium Falcon is running rough right now. For real, man. I mean, it's...
Yeah, Turk was freaking out right before we went on the air.
Oh, well, it's... To be honest with you, this might not be bad. We can't play ads. Well, we might. I'm going to try here after my traffic report, but...
That's bad for my coffee drinking.
It is bad for your coffee drinking. What are you going to do if we can't? If we got to go commercial free?
I don't know, man. I'm going to start sounding incoherent.
It's 7:20. What's that name again, Dave?
All right, 7:20. It's Laura Bard of Fort Collins. You've won the pair of tickets. Laura Bard of Fort Collins. Give us a call, 303-631-2760. You've won a pair of tickets for the Great American Beer Festival. Again, if you want tickets to the Great American Beer Festival, register on our website, www.am760.net. You can register for a pair of tickets. Turk and I will be there, at least for part
of it. I'm going to have a beer pretzel necklace.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a...
Make sure you eat before you go, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to have more than my share.
Fill up.
More than my share.
Last year, I made the mistake of not eating before I went.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
It was brutal.
All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. Got a nasty crash. Southbound 25 at 84th, partially blocking the left-hand lane. Single-digit speeds kick in all the way back at 120th Avenue, and that's not going to break free there till after the side of that crash. So it's pretty gnarly there. Again, heavy into downtown from 48th Avenue on to Spear Boulevard. Couple surface street accidents, one at 6th and Lincoln, another at Monaco and Hamden. Rested drive looking pretty standard for us. It might be busy in Aurora, southbound side of 225 Yosemite down to the interchange. And if you're going in and out of the high country today on 70, we will have some icy spots west of Georgetown to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Forecast today, mostly cloudy but warmer than yesterday with a high around 57 degrees. Scattered showers in the urban corridor and possible snow in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature, 46 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. David, stand by just in case these commercial spots don't air.
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael? Oh, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Daddy Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Friday.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, Versus, the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Sad to say, we've invited Governor Ritter to come on this show. He should be on, what is it, next week, Turk? They say next week? Okay, so he'll be on, and we will ask him about that. And speaking of the emergency here in Colorado, the Denver Post front page news. Colorado has huge disparities in the number of uninsured residents, ranging from almost 1 in 4 in Aurora to 1 in 20 in Highlands Ranch, according to the new U.S. Census Bureau report released this week. Economists say lower-paying jobs in Aurora, younger residents, and an influx of immigrant families accounts for much of the disparity, the geographic disparity, in health insurance coverage. Overall, 1 in 6 Coloradans are uninsured. 1 in 6. And we're going to be cutting the budget, the state health care budget, to the bone. Because nobody wants to stand up and go for some serious tax reform to raise some revenues. It's really, really gross. You got people like Philip Anschutz driving around here, you know, rolling around here, and they're billionaires and millionaires, and we got 1 in 6 of our state uninsured. Colorado Polls has the headline, Bad Idea Made Even Worse. The Denver Post reporting that an initiative on the November ballot aims to toughen Denver's impoundment ordinance, guaranteeing that people caught driving without a license will end up paying a $2,500 bond to get the car out of the impoundment lot, even if a valid license is sitting at home on the counter. The Denver vehicle impoundment law that voters passed last year was designed to keep unlicensed drivers off the road. It gives police officers the ability to use their discretion about whether to impound a car. And this is obviously aimed to stir up the debate over undocumented immigration. This was a ballot initiative that is a not-so-thinly-veiled effort to persecute undocumented immigrants here in Denver. And, you know, this whole thing with the terrorism investigation has whipped up the xenophobes, really the hardcore xenophobes, and not just on immigration. While discussing alleged Al-Qaeda supporter Zazi on 630 KHOW's Capitalist and Silverman show, Craig Silverman Monday argued that people, quote, who look like a Muslim or a Middle Eastern person should have their purchases tracked. He said that the police should, quote, send something out to places like Home Depot telling individuals to report purchases made by people who appear Muslim. So this is a local radio host.
Sounds like Gunny Bob.
I mean, that is the craziest thing I have read in a long time. A local radio host saying that the police should track people who look Muslim.
Well, Gunny Bob said that, I think it was like a year, year and a half, 2 years ago, said that all Muslims need to be GPS tracked.
I mean, that's just really, really sick. Now, I know the terrorism issue is back at the forefront, but come on. I mean, that's really, you know, we talk about the terrorists win when you allow them to infringe upon your freedoms. This is exactly what we're talking about. If we did something like that, the terrorists would win. That's what they want, us to be turn into a police state. Here's some good news. Denver Post reports former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb has a new but unofficial title, Ambassador. Webb has been at the United Nations since Friday and is expected to remain throughout the fall session, which ends in December. He's one of three people selected from across the country to serve as a public delegate helping the U.S. mission at the United Nations. Two members of Congress also are selected as public delegates. So Webb was on the floor with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice as President Obama addressed the U.N. about climate change. Some local union news. Ernie Duran, the longest-standing president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7, lost his re-election bid this week as union members approved sweeping leadership changes. Members elected rank-and-file challenger Kim Cordova, a former union representative currently working at Safeway. She is supposed to take over as president January 1st. They also approved a new secretary-treasurer and recording secretary, but this is a big shakeup at the union at the center of the grocery workers, a potential strike. A couple more local stories here. We were talking about racial profiling and the security situation here in Colorado. New warnings from federal anti-terrorism officials about public gathering places like sports complexes and mass transit systems have been issued to law enforcement and other agencies here in Colorado at mass transit hubs like Denver's Union Station. Counterterrorism officials have warned local agencies to be extra vigilant and look for improvised explosives delivered in backpacks, which have been used in deadly attacks in Europe. And these come out of or in connection to the Zazi investigation that is happening here in Colorado. Some good news. Nine News reports the union representing the Denver Police Department reached an agreement with the city on Monday, which, if ratified by the union, will mean that there will be no layoffs for the department. So that is good news. And again, the news that is going to be dominating the headlines for the next couple of weeks: Colorado must cut or add nearly $241 million to balance its current budget to make up for falling sales and income tax revenues, the chief economist for the nonpartisan legislative council said this week, and Governor Ritter saying that he is not going to entertain any kind of tax reform. Again, the second time he has said he's not going to entertain any kind of tax reform. 731, that is your Colorado News Update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, we're off clock here. So after the break, what we're going to do is we're going to bring on our guest. We have a guest who's going to come on and talk to us about the cap and trade situation. You've been hearing a lot about that in Congress. Is it another casino, another Wall Street-style casino for environmental issues? That's the worry, is that they're actually going to turn environmental policy into a speculative, derivative-laden casino. Stick around. We're going to chat about that and more after a traffic update with John Turk.
David's still working this crash southbound I-25 in Thornton at 84th Avenue. Still sitting there in the left-hand lane, blocking it. Now these single-digit speeds kick in all the way back at 136. You may want to jump off and use an alternate route. Also busy downtown after I-70. Got a small crash eastbound Turnpike right at Pecos. Going to start hitting the brakes at Federal. Our surface street crashes, Monaco and Hamden, 6th and Lincoln, the new one at 40th and Colorado. Also going to be busy westbound on the Turnpike right now in Westminster, Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Forecast day, mostly cloudy, isolated showers in the afternoon and evening. Possible 1 to 4 inches of snow in the foothills. Highs in town in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Tonight at 7, it's the Dan Hawkins Show.
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq. And after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and the new Jay Leno Show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online.
Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq, and after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and the new Jay Leno Show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry cleaning station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let dry cleaning station make dry cleaning convenient or drop your clothes by one of their 3 convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry cleaning station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Riviera Blackhawk Casino Dinner Buffet. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Minute or less free with your order. 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. Call now. 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on a gray day going up into the just to about 50. It's cold out there. And on the line with us now is Michelle Chan. She's the Program Director of Green Investments and serves as a Senior Policy Analyst and Deputy Director at Friends of the Earth, the group that does looks at environmental policy. And this caught my eye over the last couple of days. Friends of the Earth has issued a report basically saying that the carbon trading system that would be created by the Congressional Energy Bill that passed the House of Representatives in June would be complex, volatile, and prone to gaming. So basically the way I read this was that this cap and trade system that we're hearing a lot about would in some ways create kind of a Wall Street style casino, the very kind of casino that brought down the economy. Michelle, do I have that basically right? I mean, is that the broad strokes of what's going on here?
That is indeed. And it might be helpful to just give your listeners a brief explanation of what this cap and trade
is. Yes, please go. Please do.
It's simple in theory, and then it gets complicated once Congress messes with it, right? So essentially the idea is that under a cap and trade system, certain companies would need to pay to pollute by buying carbon emissions permits. So the idea is if the government only issues a limited number of the permits, then there will only be a limited amount of pollution, and that's the cap. So if you're a polluting company and you find that you don't have enough permits to cover the amount of pollution that you're emitting this year, then you can buy permits from another company who may have extra permits, and that's the trade part of it. So it sounds like a simple system, but you know, what I've described is really the textbook version of it. And it's because we have this complicated Washington deal-making system here, we've got entrenched interests like power companies and Wall Street banks who really twisted the system around to make it pretty unrecognizable. So instead of a simple system, we have something that is indeed massive, complex, hard to regulate. What it really is, it's a brand new market in derivatives. And derivatives are what part of the big story about what got us into trouble with this whole financial crisis.
Absolutely. Now I wonder, is there an analog to a situation that brought down our economy? In other words, is there a foreseeable outcome of this where we create a system like this that then becomes a big deal, becomes heavily capitalized, that then ultimately threatens our economy? What happened in the Wall Street derivative problem was that the initial investments that were then packaged into other derivative kinds of investments, the initial commodity was ultimately devalued. The initial commodity, in many cases,
right,
being a house, right? The housing prices went down. Then all of the investments based off of those housing investments, they are all derivatives of them. Those investments collapse as well, and that bled into the rest of the economy. Is there a foreseeable outcome of this where this could actually bleed more risk into the economy?
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that I think we have to keep our eyes really open to, because we're still suffering the effects, right, of the current financial crisis. And so one of the big twists that have been put on the system is that not only will there be a tradable market in carbon emissions permits, but you'll also be able to trade another kind of carbon commodity. And these are actually promises to reduce greenhouse gases that somebody else has made voluntarily, who is not subject to carbon regulations. So if somebody else makes a promise to reduce greenhouse gases, you can trade in that too. And here's the kicker. It's that you can actually trade in these, they're called carbon offsets. You can trade in these carbon offsets before the actual emissions reductions have been proven to be made. So we're calling this subprime carbon.
So what could happen is that if the government, if the EPA does its job and finds out that, let's say, one of these promises to reduce carbon emissions hasn't come through, you're effectively, the EPA's enforcement action, or whatever agency is doing the enforcement, could devalue or almost invalidate the cap that was already sold. Am I basically getting that?
Well, what happens is that, and this you can actually think about kicking it up. We've already seen deals in Europe where there is a carbon trading system that relies on offsets. We've already seen deals in Europe where you've got big banks like Credit Suisse, and they bundle together promises to reduce greenhouse gases from around the world. They bundle it together, and then they chop them into pieces and sell them as securities to institutional investors elsewhere. And so what can happen then is that, you know, there may be a chance, let's say, that an investor that owns a future on a carbon offset might actually know a little bit about that project, where the offset is coming from. They might have an idea that, okay, you know, this person that's selling me the promise is, you know, pretty early in their promise, and you know, there's always a chance that the EPA or whatever government agency actually issues the credit to make them valuable, that it will make it through the whole process. But once you start actually combining them together and you have dozens or hundreds of these offset projects,
right,
around the world, it's kind of like what happened with the mortgage-backed
security. It sounds exactly like it.
Yeah, where you had good stuff mixed in with the dodgy stuff, with the subprime stuff, and it became really hard for investors who were at the end of the process. I mean, some of these times, you know, you could sell these carbon-backed securities or mortgage-backed securities. You can sell them and sell them and sell them to, you know, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 20 times. And by the time, you know, the person at the end is left holding the bag, if there are toxic assets in there, if some of the, you know, mortgages don't get paid, or if some of the carbon offset projects, those promises don't come through, then it can really taint the value of that asset and it can go down. So when we've got a carbon trading system that can rely up to 30% or so on carbon offsets, on, you know, things that can potentially go subprime,
mm-hmm.
and when this is going to be something like a $2 trillion market in 5 years, you know, you're talking about a pretty big market, and you're talking also about a market that, if there is kind of a buildup of subprime assets, if there are a lot of people promising greenhouse gas reductions and that actually are stretching the promise and it doesn't, you know, and it falls through, then it can have broader impacts on the economy. And what we're, you know, what financial regulators are really looking at right now is, you know, how to manage systemic risk. You know, we've really learned from the mortgage crisis that we've got to keep an eye on how some parts of the economy can have ripple effects through other parts of the economy. And
well,
so
when you're talking
really
about
need to keep this in mind.
And when you're talking about a potential $2 trillion derivatives market or carbon offsets, carbon trading market, you're really talking about something that could bleed systemic risk into the economy. On the line with us is Michelle Chan. She's the program director of Green Investments and serves as a senior policy analyst and deputy director at Friends of the Earth. Their new report looks at, it's called Simpler, Smaller, and More Stable, Designing Carbon Markets for Environmental and Financial Integrity. I know a lot of folks probably didn't think that the cap and trade debate happening in Washington really has anything to do with the collapse on Wall Street, which, with the forces that collapsed Wall Street and obviously collapsed our economy. This report, which you can find at www.foe.org, makes the argument that the cap and trade system, when you hear that, because of industry manipulation and lobbying in Congress, that is really has become or could become a euphemism for creating a Wall Street style casino out of environmental regulatory policy. So the obvious then question is, what's the alternative, right? I mean, you hear so much about how cap and trade, oh, it's worked pretty well in Europe. I don't know if that's true, but that's the talking point, and it introduces market forces into environmental policy, into emissions reductions, and market forces, we're always led to believe, are just so great. What's the alternative?
Well, in the House, of Representatives, which actually did pass a climate bill, there was one big climate bill, but there were also a couple of different alternatives that were put forward. And these offer models for potentially different ways to go. So, for example, you had Congressman McDermott, and he proposed a system in which it would be sort of like a cap and no trade. It would be a pollution permit system where if there was a company and it emitted a certain amount of carbon, it needed to buy a commensurate number of permits to make sure that it covered that carbon. And that would be it.
So you're,
you want to pollute, you pay.
So you're saying that there is a kind of cap and trade model that could work.
Well, the model that I described has been sometimes dubbed kind of cap and no trade.
Cap and no trade.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's one version. You know, there are 130 full-time climate change lobbyists hired by Wall Street that are working Capitol Hill right now. And so, you know.
And if I can interrupt, what's amazing about this is that this will create not just a market among polluters or emitters, but the actual people who are going to set up the markets are the same people who set up the markets in the trading markets, the derivative markets, are the same people or the same industry that set up the market in the housing, in the trading of housing derivatives. But my point being that this is going to be Wall Streetized. Is that right?
That is true, and that's one of the things that isn't well, I think, recognized on Capitol Hill. If we take a look, actually, at other commodities markets,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oil and like cocoa and other things like that, if you take an average of other commodities markets, you'll find that financial speculators outnumber what they call physical hedgers, people that really need, you know, either the oil or really need the corn or really need the pork bellies. The financial speculators outnumber the real buyers by a margin of 2-1.
Right. This is the speculators who are betting on the commodities price fluctuations.
Yeah, either the price fluctuating or just betting that it's going to go up. So they buy it and they hoard it. Right. And so this is, I think, important to understand because we have to assume that carbon will also be dominated by Wall Street. In particular, the bill that passed the House really made it specific. That Wall Street was allowed to play here. There is no limit on who can actually buy these carbon commodities, who can trade them, who can, you know, and once Wall Street's allowed to do that, we also have to assume that they will apply all the financial sophistication and innovation, quote unquote, that we saw them, you know, that we see them employing in other markets. So we have to also assume that they're going to not just buy the plain old carbon commodities, that they will package them.
Right. Cap and trade is not, people need to understand, it is not a one energy producer trading a credit with another energy producer as much as it is Wall Street being allowed to create essentially the same kind of crazy, potentially derivative-laden market that they have created with other commodities, other investments like the housing investment. And I think people have just, you know, I think cap and trade, one energy producer just going to another energy producer and saying, hey, I'll trade you this for that. That's not what this is. We should be thinking, I think, a lot more, you know, Goldman Sachs when we think of carbon cap and trade. Michelle Chan, her report is at the Friends of the Earth website, www.foe.org. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I'll give you the topic on the other side. Let's get a traffic update with Captain John Turk, the Millennium Falcon, going a little crazy in there.
You got to give me half a second, dude.
Sorry. Apologies.
So let me say goodbye to our guests before you throw to me. All right. I'm ready for you now.
All right.
Dave.
My bad.
All right. Still got
traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, buddy. Southbound 25, really gnarly right now due to this crash at 84th Avenue. It's partially blocking the left-hand lane. Jams all the way back to 136. That's a good stretch of single-digit speeds there. Also heavy downtown after I-70. Stop and go in Aurora now. Southbound 225 from about Iliff down to 25. And we're seeing some struggles on northbound side from Parker up to Mississippi. Our surface street accidents, Hamden and Chambers, 40th and Colorado, and eastbound 36 at Pecos. That's not a surface street. That's the turnpike. It's on the left-hand shoulder, though. Not really affecting traffic, but people are kind of slowing down to take a peeksie. Your forecast, mostly cloudy but warmer than yesterday, a high around 57 degrees. Scattered showers in the urban corridor. Possible snow in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature is 47 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DirecTV is in the penalty box. DirecTV dropped versus. Now it's your turn to drop DirecTV, or you'll miss the Avalanche. Play the Sharks October 1st at 7:30 only on Versus. Call 1-888-888-3778 and demand Versus or visit Versus.com to switch your television provider today.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident?
That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because
Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores.
3 years in a row, and it still sounds sweet. Get in, get help, get on with your life at Ace, the helpful place. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Visit your neighborhood Ace hardware store today.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq. And after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and the new Jay Leno Show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
as a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Bam. Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of Chunky Soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup, better than ever.
On AM760 Progressive Talk. We're going to hold off on announcing the topic of discussion. We'll take a call here about our last guest on carbon emissions policy and how it's really Wall Streetizing the environmental policy of our country if this cap and trade bill passes. Dave in Littleton, you're on AM760.
Good morning, how you doing?
Good.
I was just, when you were talking about all that, man, it just seems crazy that we have a market starting on invisible gases and promises coming from people. That is ridiculous.
It's coming right after the Wall Street collapse. It's particularly ridiculous.
That's just it. Because wasn't it bad financial policies we put in place back in like 1937, I think, that made the market crash again?
No.
They wanted to just make money quick.
Well, the answer is this. The answer is that what caused the current market to crash, in part, was that we, after the 1929 crash, the New Deal, FDR, put in a lot of structural protections against that kind of speculation. Those structural protections were then victimized by deregulation in the early 1990s. Now, what caused the 37 crash, there was a dip in 37, was the fact that FDR listened to Republicans and cut spending by trying to balance the budget. You don't try to balance the budget in the middle of an economic crisis like that. But you're absolutely right. Deregulation caused the current bust. Why are we going to open up another casino with environmental policy? All right, the AM760 Progressive Dojo after the national news.
Tonight at 7, it's the Dan Hawkins Show, live from Boulder.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. President Obama has just arrived at UN headquarters in New York to address the General Assembly. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has a preview.
President Obama will declare a new U.S. era of world engagement in a sharp change from what many foreign policy observers saw as the go-it-alone Bush years. The president will repeatedly use the words partnership and cooperation. He'll say some countries that have complained about unilateral U.S. moves will no longer have an excuse not to help solve world problems. He'll say that now is the time for all countries to share responsibility for a global response to pressing issues. Peter Mayer, CBS News, New York.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi caused a stir when he arrived at the UN within the past hour. About 40 miles to the north in Bedford, New York, officials are threatening criminal action over an unauthorized tent that was put up for Gaddafi. That tent is on an estate owned by Donald Trump. Back in Manhattan, the area around UN headquarters is a sea of blue. WCBS's Sean Adams tells us the police are taking no chances with the safety of more than 150 world leaders.
Just to get within a block of the United Nations, you need to pass through several checkpoints where you need to produce an ID. And if you're going to get, you know, up to the plaza here where the rallies and protests are, you need to open your bag and, be searched.
Embattled University of Illinois President B. Joseph White has lost his job. WBBM's Regine Schlesinger has that from Chicago.
White has been under growing fire since news broke this summer of an admission scandal at the school. Some politically connected applicants getting in over more qualified students. Governor Pat Quinn says he didn't pressure White to leave, but thinks this will help remove the stigma.
The rain has let up, but the death toll from this week's flooding across the South has climbed to 10. A Tennessee man who jumped into rushing flood water on a bet is missing. In Georgia, countless homes are in ruins.
You know, material things you can get back, but just glad that we're safe and our bodies and minds and trying to heal from this experience, you know.
Wildfires fanned by hot Santa Ana winds are burning across Southern California.
This will be another red flag warning day, which means conditions are ripe for wildfires. Temperatures were near or at triple digits yesterday, but the biggest worry continues to be the dangerous Santa Ana wind.
Steve Futterman reporting from Los Angeles. A criminal complaint in the alleged Al-Qaeda bombing plot case suggests that New York City police inadvertently tipped the main suspect to the fact that he was being watched. That may have forced federal agents to move sooner than they wanted to arrest Najib al-Azazi. CBS's Armin Katayan has the latest on the investigation.
Has been identified. The Department of Homeland Security has been issuing bulletins to transit systems, hotels, and sports stadiums over the past few days, urging them to raise awareness and readiness.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down about 11 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts. That number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup at Dover, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC. Telecast presented by Burger King.
Apples and oranges, night and day, plain old text email and email marketing with constant contact. The differences are pretty amazing. Plain old email is just, well, plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing. In minutes, you get professional-looking newsletters with photos, your logo, everything. You've seen these great-looking emails from other small businesses. Now, it's your turn. Plans as low as $15 a month and free phone support from real live people. ConstantContact.com. There's nothing plain about it.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado might see its first teacher strike in 15 years. The Boulder Daily Camera reports this morning that Boulder Valley school teachers filed notice with the State Department of Labor and Employment about a possible strike. Negotiations over pay between the district and teachers broke down last week. The last teacher strike in the state was in October of 1994. Grocery workers at Denver King Superstores have reportedly rejected what the company calls its last, best, and final offer. Workers at King Superstores and other Colorado cities have not yet voted on that proposal. An Evergreen woman is recovering after being attacked by a bull elk outside her house.
This woman did step out of her vehicle. She was confronted by the elk. We're not sure exactly what happened, but she was knocked out. She did wake up and called her husband on her cell phone, who alerted 911 and got some assistance for her.
The Division of Wildlife's Jennifer Churchill says the woman's injuries are not life-threatening. In sports, the Rockies beat the Padres 11-10. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where things are breaking loose just a little bit for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen. We had an earlier accident that had been blocking up some lanes of travel right around 84th. Looks like speeds are starting to pick up. They're running in the teens and 20s now. Got a left shoulder accident eastbound 36 at Pecos. They're going to have that out of your way shortly. Surface Street wrecks 40th in Colorado, 38th in Pecos, Hampton and Chambers, as well as a three-car mess at Dartmouth and Havana. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another chilly gray day with a high in the upper 40s, maybe even cracking the 50-degree mark, currently 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is over and fall is here. It's time to do your lawn a favor. Pick up some Colorado-made organic-based Rich Lawn Winterizer today. Improve your soil and have a great lawn, too. Don't just have a lawn, have a rich lawn.
Right now at GNC and GNC.com, you can save big on a VitaPack program at our semi-annual.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Going up to about 50 degrees today. Rain in the forecast today and tomorrow, but then it gets real nice for the weekend, going up into the 80s over the weekend. Let's kick off a discussion here. Yesterday on KHOW on the Kaplis and Silverman show, Craig Silverman, theoretically the Democrat, he's kind of what I like to call an Alan Combs Democrat. You know, kind of a dino Democrat in name only, and that's being nice. Craig Silverman said that in light of the terrorism investigation, the Zazi investigation that's happening around Denver and in New York, that he argued that people who look like a Muslim or a Middle Eastern person should have their purchases tracked. He said that the police should send something out to places such as Home Depot telling individuals to report purchases made by people who appear to be Muslim. I'll read the exact quote. We're trying to find get the audio clip. It's in their podcast, just a matter of cutting it up. But here's what Silverman said. I'm reading you his quote. Should there be profiling on people at the airport, or should there be more surveillance on a Catholic church than a mosque? Yeah, I think so. But Robert Spencer and Professor Atticotta and the 9/11 report, and my understanding of what happened on 9/11 in this war we are fighting, there is definitely a religious component. So let's not hide from the fact, from that fact, and the religion is Islam. And that has to cause us to be especially vigilant when it comes to Muslim people. Silverman went on to say, well, this chemical, he's referring to a chemical that is apparently used to clean swimming pools and goes into making the improvised explosive device. There's suspicion that it might have been bought at a local Home Depot. I guess it's okay to rely on a 20-year-old clerk, where if he sees somebody who looks like a Muslim or a Middle Eastern person, to notify the police. But I'd prefer that the police send out something to Home Depot telling the 20-year-old clerk, hey, if this happens, notify us. So I think that it's more, what are we willing to set forth in our nation through our elected officials? And that is tough on our Muslim people who are just innocently buying something to clean their pool. But I'm not talking about an invasion of their rights, just a notification so that we can make sure that nothing bad happens. That was Craig Silverman yesterday. Now, there is a warning out there, according to Fox 31, to Colorado and New York officials about our mass transit hubs and our stadiums. They put out a special warning in light of this terrorism investigation, saying that authorities should be especially on the lookout for a terrorist attack. You know, a bomb left in a bag, this and that kind of thing. So the open question is, do you think that Craig Silverman of KHOW is right? And more generally, do you think that it's time for us to think about racial profiling? Racial and ethnic profiling. That's what Craig Silverman says he wants. He wants Middle Eastern and Muslim people to be more followed by local law enforcement. He suggests, for instance, that local law enforcement tell Home Depot to contact local law enforcement when Muslim-looking people, quote-unquote, buy, let's say, swimming pool cleaner or fertilizer. Do you think that's what our police officials need to be doing right now? Do you think that we should move to a police system that more openly and honestly engages in racial profiling? Now, I stress the word honestly because I think there already is a fair amount of racial profiling. And by fair, I don't mean good. I mean there is a decent amount of racial profiling that happens in law enforcement already. We know this. That's not controversial to say. It happens all the time. And if you're a minority or a person of color, you certainly know that's true. So when I say, should we have a police force, whether local or federal, that is more open and honest about its racial profiling, I mean one that publicly acknowledges that it's engaging in this and targeting it in light of these terrorist warnings at Muslims. Where do you come down on this? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We're opening up the AM760 Progressive Dojo to debate this. I'll tell you where I come down. I think absolutely not. I think that this is idiotic. I think that what Craig Silverman said, and, you know, he's just one of many people who say that this is what we should do. I just think that it doesn't work. There's no evidence that racial profiling, especially with regard to terrorism policy, has worked in any way at all. Additionally, last I checked, there has been a fairly decent amount of terrorism conducted by white people. Before 9/11, the biggest domestic terrorist attack was orchestrated by Timothy McVeigh. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a report saying that among the biggest threats to national security, domestic national security, are right-wing militias, not Islamic terrorism. Now, I'm not saying Islamic terrorism is not a threat. Of course it's a threat. But it seems to me that the belief that the best way to target resources, the best way to stop terrorism, is to racially profile Muslim-looking people, quote-unquote, is absolutely absurd. That's the kind of policy that comes from people who watch too many movies and too many television shows, I think, and don't really understand how counterterrorism operations really work. I mean, I can make a strong case for you, and I will make a strong case for you, that one of the ways Israel has most effectively stopped domestic terrorism, right? And I got problems with Israel's foreign policy, and but I consider myself also pretty pro-Israel. But I'm not somebody who's an apologist for Israel. But one of the ways Israel has stopped and has one of the best records on terrorism in terms of preventing attacks is when you get on an El Al flight, they actually interview you. Right? They don't just try to put you through a magnetometer. They don't look at you and see if you're Muslim looking, because remember, if you've ever been to Israel, you know that the Israelis look almost exactly like the Palestinians. It's hard to tell them apart ethnically. I mean, they're both dark skinned, they're both Semitic. So they can't really rely as much on racial profiling. And they've pioneered other methods of actually preventing, for instance, airline terrorism that doesn't rely on racial, ethnic, and religious profiling. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. One last question. I don't really understand this idea of Muslim-looking people. I mean, you've got in the Sudan, for instance, you've got black Muslims. You've got plenty of white Muslims. So I don't really understand what Muslim-looking people really even means. I mean, I've been to Istanbul. You've got, you know, that's a city populated mostly by Muslims. And many folks there look European. 303-713-7600 is the number. This is going to be a controversial topic. I know it. So let's open it up. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760.
Morning, David.
I can always rely on you to call in on something like this.
Well, actually, I'm not going to be real controversial. I just wanted to correct you on your statement that it's a racist type of thing. It's a religious thing. You're not looking, like you just said, you kind of stole my thunder. You've got, what are they, the Mog in China. You've got the ones in Thailand that blew up stuff. You got the African Muslims. So the Russian Muslims, you can't look at them and say, well, it's a racist, because it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with religious profiling. Do I agree with it? Unfortunately, if you look at, you said Timothy McVeigh, you know, is the last big bomber besides 9/11. Yeah, but you compare that to how many bombings have Muslims done compared to crazy white people or crazy Christians doing abortion clinics, stuff like that. Unfortunately, it's in the Quran that you got to kill the infidels.
Well, it's also in the Bible. It's also in the Bible that there's a lot of violent rhetoric in the Christian Bible. There's a lot of violent rhetoric
in the Judeo-Christian Torah.
So I think going to ancient texts. If you get into a tit for tat over ancient texts and the violence endorsed in ancient texts,
yeah,
you're not gonna. You know, there's equivalence on all sides. I mean, really, I mean, I just read, you know, when you read the Passover story, right? I mean, the Passover story, or you read the Purim story in the Jewish tradition, it is a blood fest. It is a massacre that has been endorsed there. So I don't think you can get into tit for tat on religious texts.
I think the difference is that Christians and the Jews have evolved past that violence where as the Muslims,
you know what, man? You know what you sound like? You sound like somebody. You ask the folks, you ask folks from other parts of the world who have suffered and died at the hands of imperial, European, and in some cases American power, and ask them if we have quote-unquote evolved. I think they'll tell you a different story.
Now, when's the last time you can tell me of a Muslim being held in prison and threatened with death because they're a Muslim? I know it's happened within the last year to Christians.
Well, I mean, what's gone on at Guantanamo Bay? What went on at the prisons in Iraq?
They're held because they're terrorists. There's a difference.
But they haven't been charged. If they're how can you call them terrorists? I mean, that's the whole problem with Gitmo. They haven't even been charged. They've been held precisely because they've been racially profiled. They've been held because they've been racially profiled. And many of these people have been let out.
Because they were caught on battlefields against American soldiers.
What about the people who were let out after spending years in federal prison because of this? They were the subject of racial and ethnic profiling. That's the whole point.
They were the subject of being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I see. They weren't. Muslim or Arab looking. That had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Right?
You know what,
Mark, I can always rely on you. It can always rely on you to call with the meathead response. You're like the AM 760 meathead. I'm going to start introducing you like that every time you call up. You are the perfect representation of a meathead. You call up and you say, "Oh, the folks at Gitmo, they weren't threatened. They weren't tortured. No, and it had nothing. They weren't picked up. It had nothing to do with them being racially profiled." I mean, come on, man. You got to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo with better arguments than that if you're going to be the AM 760 meathead. Thanks for the call. We'll get back to these calls and more. The controversial topic. I knew it was going to be controversial. I knew we can rely on Mark the meathead to liven things up from the start. Should we allow, should we encourage, should we endorse our police force racially and ethnically profiling in light of the ongoing terrorism investigation and in light of this new warning that says that Denver and Colorado facilities where lots of people gather, stadiums, train stations, could be under a terrorist threat? Do you support encouraging the police to racially and ethnically profile people? One radio host in town says absolutely, says that the police should demand that stores like Home Depot, when they have Muslim customers come in and buy things, that they should be reported, those people who are buying things, anything, pool cleaner, should be reported to police. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. They did clean up that crash southbound 25 at 84th, but still really heavy delays starting in Northland now. 120th, those speeds in the teens and 20s. As you're heading down towards downtown, going to hit more snags there after I-70. Northbounders starting to be a little slowed down there once you get past DU at Emerson Street, making your way up to 6th Avenue. But no freeway crashes right now. Things are looking pretty decent, except we're on the turnpike right now, westbound 36, Sheridan to Wadsworth as you're moving across Westminster. Also a little busy there on the eastbound side, beginning at Federal. Surface Street accidents, 38th and Pecos, one at Dartmouth and Havana, and finally Hamden and Chambers. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, mostly going to be in the afternoon and evening. Possible 1 to 4 inches of snow in the foothills. Highs in town, mid to upper 50s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top.
I'm Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino, and we've gone hog wild. The original Break the Bank is back at the Lodge. Here's your chance to pick a piggy bank and let it crash for cash and win up to $1,000. Simply earn 250 points on your Winners Club card to get an entry into the weekly drawings. Are you next? Come up to the Lodge and play Break the Bank every Wednesday and Friday through October 30th.
Lodge Casino.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistance a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need.
There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. IntelligentOffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
My name is Rhiann, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, should the newspaper industry be next in line for a bailout? I'll mix it up with Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute. Plus, could it be that everything you know is wrong about the business of prostate cancer? Dr. Anthony Horan stops by to talk about the big scare. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about the controversial subject of racial, ethnic, and religious profiling. Law enforcement agencies have, federal law enforcement agencies have issued a warning that places that draw crowds in Colorado and Denver could be under a terrorist threat after the news of the ongoing terrorist investigation that centers around Denver, and one local radio host, Craig Silverman, saying that we should encourage law enforcement, we should actually endorse law enforcement ethnically and religiously profiling people. We should have our law enforcement officials start tracking Muslims, and in a not a targeted kind of way, that when somebody who is quote-unquote Muslim-looking, whatever the hell that means, somebody who's Muslim-looking buys, let's say, pool cleaner at Home Depot, they should be reported to police. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Gary in Grand Lake. Gary, you're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to have to apologize and beg off. President Obama is speaking to the UN right now. But you can also buy acetone at Ace Hardware, and about 8 ounces you can easily put on an airplane with a fuse in a bathroom, and no big deal.
So what's your point?
My point is that I think this whole country has been so scared, so feared, that we're even talking about these kinds of subjects. One person in Colorado Springs, do you know how many gangsters are out there in Denver and L.A. and Newark? I'm more afraid of the people that are living here and being mugged or robbed or murdered or something than a few idiot terrorists that live in caves.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, your point is that if people are worried about their own security, there's a lot more mundane things to be worried about in terms of personal security. I think it's a very, very good point. And the idea that we're going to have local law enforcement racially, ethnically, and religiously profile Muslim people because of one terrorist investigation seems absolutely ludicrous, especially when you consider that, again, if we're going to take our federal law enforcement authorities and security authorities at their word, remember the whole fervor over the Homeland Security Department most recently issuing a report saying one of the big threats in our country is right-wing militia. violence and potentially terrorism from right-wing militias. I mean, it's not like we don't have a history of that in our country. Does everybody forget the Oklahoma City bombing? Evan in Denver. Evan, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A solution, I know this probably doesn't sound like a great idea, but, I mean, these are the times in which we live. Sudafed and cigarettes. I mean, people have to swipe their driver's licenses to purchase certain items because times are changing. I don't think racial profiling or religious profiling works, mainly because of Sikhs. Everybody thinks a Sikh is a Muslim, and they're not. It's just not fair to people, but, you know, you can at least track certain purchases if they're bomb ingredients.
Well, the problem is, and I think that's a you're moving into an area that's not a bad idea in my estimation. The problem is that you can make so many different kinds of dangerous things with so many different chemicals. I mean, you know, it's not just fertilizer or pool cleaner, right? I mean, you can make I'm betting there are MacGyvers out there who can make a dangerous weapon out of a couple of batteries and, you know, seltzer water or something like that. You know, I mean, this is the problem with what you're proposing. I mean, obviously, I'll agree with you that if somebody is purchasing there are certain purchases that anybody who's buying them, questions should be raised. I'll give you an example. When you try to take $10,000 or more in cash out of the United States or bring it into the United States, in bills, you've got to file some paperwork,
right?
Because the government basically has said, look, it's not that people are not allowed to do that. It's that, you know, we want to know about it because oftentimes that sum of cash is having to do with something illegal, you know, drug dealing, some illicit kind of purchases. I mean, really, who needs more than $10,000 in cash? So I agree with you, like if somebody buys some vat of fertilizer that is over a certain limit that would raise questions about, hey, what are you actually doing? You know, sure, that's a pretty good idea. The problem is that if you get down to a micro level,
right.
Yeah, if you get down to a micro, I mean, like, you can't, you know, if you report everybody who buys two batteries and seltzer water, you're just going to have a list of everybody who went into the 7-Eleven.
Right. I'm just thinking in certain quantities, like Sudafed, you can only buy a certain amount.
Right, because it can be used for meth, right?
Right. And you know, I suppose these guys could go run around to 20 different Home Depots, but eventually, you know, they're going to have to find other means.
Absolutely. But I do want to say, I mean, I don't think you're making a silly point. I mean, yes, there are certain thresholds of purchases that we should be asking questions of anybody who makes those kinds of purchases. I mean, it's the same reason why there's a background check when you buy a firearm. Thanks for the call. Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Top of the morning to you.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
You know, all these thoughts are just going through my head listening to all these people talk. And, you know, the first thing I'd like to just mention is that this kind of approach, not only is it fear-mongering, but it doesn't really address the root cause of terrorism. It just addresses the symptoms. Okay, I mean, like, obviously the Nazis thought the French resistance were terrorists, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I'd like to just say is, you know, this kind of fear-mongering serves a cause that is really not in the best interest of our country, and not only that, but really, like, these kind of actions are not only disrespectful of our citizens, but they're also disrespectful of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Why don't we just do what the Nazis did and just tattoo, like, the letter M on the forearm of everybody we think's a Muslim? Or why don't we just round them up like we did at the Japanese in World War II and take them to camps in eastern Colorado?
Well, that's the right. And that's the – it is a slippery slope. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous. Well, you know, ethnically or racially profiling people, saying that that's a slippery slope to what you're talking about. It sounds ridiculous, but – that's ultimately what happens when you make exceptions to your, as you said, as your Bill of Rights, to your Constitution, right? When you start with, these things always start with little assaults on basic freedoms and basic rights. And you're making a good point that it's not like we don't have a history in this country. And not that long ago, right? I mean, Japanese internment camps were not that long ago. So it's not like we don't have a history in this country of seeing basic rights taken away from people based on ethnic or racial profiles. I mean, we are still, remember, folks, we are 40 years. It's only been, 40 years since Jim Crow laws were officially taken off the books. So it's not like we don't have a history in this country, a very recent history in this country, of profiling people on racial and ethnic grounds. So when fear becomes part of the political discourse because of, by the way, a very real, very serious terrorist threat, when we start infringing on our own Bill of Rights, we start raising the prospect that we're going to resurrect a very, very ugly history in our country that disrespected, clearly disrespected, the Constitution. Thanks for the call. 834 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll get to more of your calls on this, a very controversial issue. Do you support racial, ethnic, and religious profiling in light of new terrorism warnings and the terrorism investigation happening here in Colorado? One local radio host says, absolutely, that's absolutely what we need to do. We need to have vendors report Muslim-looking people, quote-unquote, when they buy things that may be suspicious, whatever that means. I certainly don't think that's the way to go. What do you think? 303-713-7600. After the break, I'll fill you in on this just off the wire. If you think Colorado can be crazy, just be thankful we don't live in Texas. A Texas education organization insisting that Neil Armstrong is not a scientist.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's really, I mean, Texas is really a crazy place. And then also, speaking about racial profiling, this headline off the AP wire, white Philly officer from Philadelphia told to get rid of his cornrows. Apparently he grew cornrows in his hair, and his commanding officer saying, get rid of them. So we'll talk about that. Those are just off the wire. That and more. News of the Weird after traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Mr. Sirota. Stop and go. Southbound I-25, 120th to 84th due to an earlier crash. Also heavy closer to downtown there around 48th Avenue. Northbounders going to hit the brakes there after University around Emerson Street, trying to get up into downtown at 6th Avenue in Aurora. Both sides of 225 busy there at Parker Road. Got a new crash westbound I-70 at Chambers. Small delays back to Airport Boulevard now. Also a crash at Dartmouth and Havana. And finally, 38th and Pecos. Forecast today, mostly cloudy but warmer than yesterday. Going to be high around 57 degrees. Scattered showers in the urban corridor. Possible snow up in the foothills and high country. Our current downtown temperature is 50. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
AM 760 and CBS News. Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular Padestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
A better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you have flu-like symptoms, stay home, recover, and keep others well. This might mean postponing your travel plans. Don't travel until 7 days after symptoms begin, or until you've been symptom-free for 24 hours, whichever is longer. Think about those around you. Remember that you would want sick people to stay home to protect your health.
To learn more, visit flu.gov. A message from the Colorado Health Department.
A40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AP Wire. Police in Philadelphia say a white officer who came to work with cornrows in his hair was ordered by a black superior to get a haircut because the braids violated department standards. The Philadelphia Daily News reported Monday that Officer Thomas Strain was put on desk duty this month because of the braids, even though the paper reported dozens of black officers wear cornrows. Police spokesman said Strain's boss told the officer to cut his hair to look more professional. Interesting story there. And then the story from Texas. If you thought efforts in recent years by Texas educators to undermine the well-founded theory of evolution on behalf of a religious agenda were disingenuous, this one will send your blood pressure into the stratosphere and beyond. So reports the Houston Chronicle, a Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills Review team composed of parents and teachers has suggested removing Neil Armstrong from a science strand in a fifth grade social studies book. At issue, the review team says the first man on the moon was not a scientist. Wrong. As the Houston Chronicle notes, Armstrong got an aeronautical engineering degree from Purdue University and a Master of Science degree in aerospace engineering from the University of Southern California. I mean, Texas is a crazy place, but that is just, that's crazy even for Texas, really. Now, back to our discussion about racial, ethnic, and religious profiling. A local radio host here, Craig Silverman on KHOW, saying that local law enforcement should start effectively profiling Muslim-looking people, whatever that means. And I said that, you know, when I say that, I mean, you know, there are black Muslims from the Sudan. There are European-looking Muslims from Turkey. So I'm not really sure what Muslim-looking people really means, but clearly a call for racial, ethnic, and religious profiling here in Colorado after this terrorism investigation has made huge headlines here and a warning from federal law enforcement authorities saying that Colorado's law enforcement officials should be particularly vigilant at...
Well, Dave, you know, Craig could actually be mistaken for a Muslim. He's got dark hair.
That's true.
He's got a mustache.
That's true. He kind of has a, no offense, Craig. He's got kind of like the old school Saddam Hussein mustache. You know, like Super Mario Brothers mustache.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, you could easily mistake Craig Silverman for a Muslim. I don't know why he'd be a proponent for this.
Yeah. I never even thought about that. Craig Silverman, somebody could say.
And this just came through via instant message, too. And you can send those all to us at am760.net on the J. Marvin page. And this comes from Perry. A Jewish person wants programs for Muslims. Interesting.
Well, you know, I don't know if you can bring that into it. Come on. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, unfortunately, who think that religious and ethnic profiling is whether they're Jewish, whether they're not Jew, whether they're Christian. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who have been talking about ethnic, racial, and religious profiling. And by the way, not just folks here in Colorado. Listen to this clip. This is an old clip, pretty recent clip, from Bill O'Reilly.
Now, it's long past time for the USA to stop the nonsense and institute profiling at airports. We're not at war with Granny Frickin. We're at war with Muslim fanatics. So all young Muslims should be subjected to more scrutiny than Granny. And we should blend some Israeli screening procedures with our own. For example, trained security people should receive the passenger list on every flight and interview those people most likely to be terrorists.
Okay, all right. So that's Bill O'Reilly. And as you heard, I mean, he's basically saying, not basically, he's explicitly saying that we should be profiling Muslim people. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Yeah, Craig Silverman, I wonder how he'd feel if he was profiled as a Muslim-looking person. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Ann in Denver. Ann, you're on AM760.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Great. Well, I feel like I have a special interest in this because my family, I have to tell you, I have American Indian background, and I also, my family came on the Mayflower, so, and I have plenty of missionaries in my family, and to be honest with you, I changed my religion to become Muslim more than 25 years ago, okay? My life has become a living hell, and even before 9/11 came along, okay? I am white, I have blue eyes. My husband has red hair and green eyes, okay, yet he's from overseas. He's a true Muslim from overseas. Okay?
Where is he from?
He's from Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't look like a typical Kuwaiti because he has Lebanese background, okay? So even before 9/11, for years and years, we've been married 25 years, okay? Even before that, we were profiled, except my husband wasn't because he looked American. He spoke just like an American, okay? It was myself who was profiled.
Why were you profiled?
Because I wear a scarf.
Mm.
And I'm not willing to compromise my religion just because people here, okay, don't want me to dress that way. Nuns cover their hair. Orthodox Jewish women cover their hair. Mennonites, Amish, Old World Christians. Other people cover their hair. Why should I have to change the way I dress? If it's, you know?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that what happens, I mean, the impulse for racial profiling, what it does is it ascribes to a group the traits, actions, and behaviors of the very, very few crazy people in that group. I mean, what's really fascinating to me is that we can be a country that where so many people support some kind of racial, ethnic, or religious profiling against Muslims, against Arabs. But after the Oklahoma City bombing, nobody said we need to racially, ethnically, or religiously profile white people. I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, really, it is actually a fascinating cognitive dissonance here where you've got people who are saying, of course we should racially and ethnically and religiously profile people, Muslim people and Arabs, because they, you know, Muslim Arabs committed 9/11. I don't understand how you can say that and have said nothing about doing the exact same thing to white America after the Oklahoma City bombing. I don't really understand how there can be such a disconnect. Because here's the thing, folks. Every demographic group in the world has its share, its small share, of crazy, insane lunatics who are going to try to do, or who want to do, terrible things. Ascribing those impulses to entire groups of people is absolutely, positively absurd, unless you want to come on here and say, yes, you think that local law enforcement should have begun racially profiling against white people after the Oklahoma City bombing. And thanks for the call. David in Eckerd. David, you're on AM 760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
First of all, I'm totally against the racial profiling. You know, if you're going to have a law, you have to be able to equitably enforce the law. And as far as certain products that are considered dangerous, you know, if you buy restricted-use pesticides, you have to have a private applicator's card and have go through some basic training to purchase that product. And even with regulating that, that takes quite a bit of infrastructure and enforcement. So if you're going to try to regulate and enforce every piece of chlorine or every little product that someone's worried about, I think that's going to be a problem. And I'd like to also state, you know, my wife is Navajo. She's Native American.
Mm-hmm.
After 9/11, it was really interesting some of the looks that we got, because most Americans and, you know, a lot of people from other countries, they think my wife is Malaysian or from Indonesia or, you know, everything almost but Navajo. And so I think when you start getting a knee-jerk reaction, and what happens is the media and people get react out of fear, and they're not really thinking rationally, and they almost get kind of a sheep mentality where they're not thinking in a kind of a calm place and thinking rationally. And I think what we need to do as a society, yeah, there's always going to be something bad that happens, but doesn't mean you know you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'll use that analogy.
That's right. And I want to be clear. You know, I'm not saying. And I'm not pretending that I wasn't, you know, I'll give you a personal example. When I flew right after 9/11, I'm a white knuckle flyer as it is. I was nervous. You know, I remember I flew on a flight from, I was working in Montana, and I flew on a flight from the East Coast, from New York to Salt Lake City, and there was a group of about 10 or 15 clearly Muslim guys. They were speaking Arabic, and they were, I'm almost positive that they were Arabs. Now, was I a little bit nervous? Yeah, right after 9/11, because there was so much on the TV, there was so much in the media about how frightened everybody should be, and I was, you know, I had been in D.C. during 9/11, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, there was a part of my... You know, there's a part of my brain that fired off all of the fear synapses. I got scared, right? But did I then get off the plane and think that we need to have laws preventing 10 or 15 Arab men from flying on a flight for no other reason than that they're Arab men? I mean, maybe they were businessmen. Maybe they were something else. You know, no. So I'm not saying that when you hear news of a terrorism investigation, you shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't make you scared. There's going to be a natural reaction, right? And the media leads us to be particularly scared of particular groups. And fighting that off, at least being aware of that, is important. Fighting that off is also important. And certainly realizing that our fear shouldn't be legislated into, you know, racially biased policies. That should be a prerequisite for living in a democratic society. Hey, thanks for the call, David. Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good.
You know, this is a bit absurd just on its face, because you can't racially, I mean, you can racially profile if you want to, but there are, like you said before, I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of people in this country who don't fit the racial profile but are Muslims. So do you just round up Muslims, or do you round up people who look Arabic?
That's right. And how do you profile, you know, how do you religiously profile somebody? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. As you said, I mean, like, you know, profiling is about, the term is about looking at people, Right? I mean, I could look at a crowd of people and have no idea how many people are Jews, Christians, Muslims, or some other religion, right? Because as you point out, you know, Islam is a multi-ethnic religion. And I'm not prepared, I don't know about you, but I'm not prepared to have people have to file when they declare their religion.
I'm pretty sure that the doctors that Eric Robert Rudolph killed thought that he committed an act of terrorism.
Absolutely. And that's what's so amazing to me, right? It's like the only groups that we talk about racially profiling are non-white groups, even after major crimes of terrorism by white people. I mean, it would be one thing if it was like every time there was an instance of high-profile white terrorism, the same people who said they want to racial profile Muslims would say, hey, we need to racial profile white people. But you never hear that. And it's that double standard which I think tells you what's really going on here, that there really is a kind of racism at the core of this. Because there is a double standard. Double standards give away so much when it comes to the issue to issues of race and ethnicity. Hey, thanks so much for the call. 8:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still slow going. Southbound 25, 120th down to 84th. That's due to that earlier accident. Things start to shape up, though, for us a little bit. Speeds popping into the 40s and 50s on most of the major highways around town. Still got this crash out there in Aurora. Westbound I-70 near Chambers. Small delays back to around Airport Boulevard. But really a pretty quiet commute for us this morning. Starting to see the daily construction being set up as well. Going to run into it on Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan. Same deal on 104th Avenue over I-25. Quebec Street near C 470, and again on I-70, both directions around Vail and Frisco. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, isolated showers in the afternoon and evening. Possible 1 to 4 inches of snow up in the foothills. Highs in town in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lenlau Chevrolet.
One less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry cleaning station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to DCSDenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq, and after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and a new Jay Leno show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now. So why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to TheLumberGuy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization.
My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Okay, after the national news, I'm going to fill you in on a new study about what a full moon affects and does not affect for those of you who are superstitious. And we're going to bring in Dave Koppel of the Independence Institute into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
What if I told you you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Now through September 30th, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate, just in time for summer travel. That's 25% off, just for being a cardholder. To take advantage of Hilton's summer perks, book your stay at participating hotels now at visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already receive. To see all the perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Book your room now at visa.com/Hilton to take advantage of this great summer travel perk. More people go with Visa.
72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in New York.
The time has come to realize that the old habits, the old arguments, are irrelevant to the challenges faced by our people.
President Obama, in his United Nations General Assembly debut, in a speech interrupted by applause a dozen times, Mr. Obama said all nations have a responsibility to work toward a future of peace.
This cannot solely be America's endeavor. Those who used to chastise America for acting alone in the world cannot now stand by and wait for America to solve the world's problems alone.
Mr. Obama singled out Iran and North Korea, saying they must be held accountable if they continue to put their nuclear efforts ahead of international security. Live in New York, I'm Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan, live at the UN. Set to speak next is Libyan leader Gaddafi, his first time before the UN General Assembly. After President Obama spoke, diplomats gathered around Gaddafi in his black cap to shake his hand. Others left just before the speech. Outside the UN, demonstrators are rallying amid the security, most either decrying Libya or Iran and its President Ahmadinejad. He speaks later today. Now with more news, here's CBS's Nick Young.
Many of the world's leaders, including President Obama, will leave New York after today's UN sessions and travel to Pittsburgh, where the G20 summit begins tomorrow. The city is prepared to welcome them, and so are the protesters. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
This pre-summit neighborhood protest had a few short speeches and trays of food laid out in a neighborhood park. Mayor Luke Ravenstahl is prepared for a much angrier reception from some demonstrators when G20 leaders arrive.
Once peaceful protest crosses the line into criminal behavior, that's when law enforcement has to step in.
Already, police actions here have triggered a lawsuit from groups claiming demonstrators are being harassed. A federal judge refused to intervene. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
In a marked change of course, the Obama administration is making it tougher for its agencies to use national security as a shield to keep secrets. Gary Bass, the executive director of a nonprofit group promoting government transparency, says this is a step in the right direction.
It's the first time a president has limited his power, and it opens the door to much greater openness about what the president is really doing in the administration.
And that policy has now been officially announced by the government. Fire crews are at it again today, fighting a string of blazes in Southern California. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
Firefighters throughout Southern California are on alert. This will be another red flag warning day, which means conditions are ripe for wildfires. Temperatures were near or at triple digits yesterday, but the biggest worry continues to be the dangerous Santa Ana winds, which made their first appearance of the fire season with gusts of more than 50 miles an hour.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 17. This is CBS News.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Health officials in Colorado don't usually start tracking flu cases until November, but they're calling this year's flu season unprecedented because of H1N1 flu. In just the last month, 171 people in the state have been hospitalized with flu symptoms. The longtime head of the Grocery Workers Union in Colorado has been voted out of his job. Ernie Duran's bid for re-election ended amid charges of nepotism and mismanagement of union money. As snowstorms go, this one was a dud.
It snowed off and on all day yesterday, but nothing today.
That's Naomi from Breckenridge. Meteorologist Todd Danker says the system that was expected to hit us moved east.
And it is going to come back towards us a little bit today. We will see a little bit more rain this morning. But the temperatures are warm enough that that threat of snow is over.
Temperatures today won't make it much above the 50-degree mark. In sports, the Rockies beat the Padres last night 11-10. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 still busy on that approach to 84th. We've had some delays that lasted the bulk of this morning's commute following an earlier accident. Watch out for a wreck in the cleanup stages, I-70 right around Chambers. That one involves a bus. Things are getting back to normal on both 270 as well as 6th Avenue. We've got a water main break at Jewell and Irving. Police are out there directing traffic. In the high country, light flurries falling right around Dillon. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We had expected to see some snow, but we didn't get any of that. We can expect a high of about 53, 54 degrees. Currently, it is 46 and cloudy. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride.
Ladies and gentlemen.
News for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
On that story I promised before the break, while a full moon can tug on ocean tides and make for a romantic setting, scientists have found no reliable evidence that it triggers suicides or hospital admissions or facilitates conception, the transformation of werewolves, or any of a host of other phenomena often blamed on it. A new study, which will be published in the October issue of the journal Anesthesiology, shows the moon's phase has no effect on the outcome of heart-related surgery. So for those of you who think that the moon's gravitational pull or the full moon affects those things, there's some new science out that might burst your bubble. On the line with us now is Dave Koppel. He's the research director at the Independence Institute, and we are going to welcome him into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
From the Independence Institute, which most people probably listening know is a conservative, quote-unquote, free market research operation here in Colorado. Probably its most famous person is John Caldera. Dave works there as well. I've been on KBDI's Channel 12 with him on the public affairs show with him. And he and I have found some things to agree on, some things not to agree on. I'm guessing that this first topic I'm going to bring up, he and I probably agree on, but maybe I shouldn't speak so soon. Dave, what is your take as a, I guess, are you, would you call yourself a conservative?
sorry about that. I think of myself as a libertarian mainly.
Okay, so what would you say about this call by Craig Silverman and some others like Bill O'Reilly before to deal with the terrorism warnings by racially, ethnically, and religiously profiling people?
I haven't heard Craig's call. I do listen to his show from time to time, but didn't hear that one. It's hard to answer in particular. I would say, first of all, you know, as I'm sure you pointed out, we have a constitution that protects the free exercise of religion and also guarantees to everyone the equal protection of the laws. At the same time, I think one of the things we could do to improve our security in general is, for example, at the airport, you know, the saying is our security people are looking for things. And if you travel to Israel, which certainly has a lot of experience in protecting itself against jihadis, they tend to be looking for people. And so sorry for my throat this morning.
No problem.
At the American Airlines, you remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber?
Right, yep.
The American Airlines ticket agent in Paris, who happened to be Israeli, refused to let him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they searched the guy up and down,
mm-hmm,
repeatedly, and they called the cops in. They searched him all over the place, didn't find anything on him because, you know, they didn't know to look for explosives in his shoes. But the agent absolutely refused to let him on the plane and said, this guy is just not right. Look at how he looks. He's got, you know, basically no visible means of support, and he's got a one-way ticket to the United States. He ain't getting on the plane. And finally, after a day of this, including Richard Reed getting a luxury hotel room in Paris to compensate him for being denied boarding on the first flight from Paris to the United States. He only got let on because the American Airlines manager overrode the Israeli ticket counter guy. And so, of course, you take into account everything about the guy.
So you're saying that Craig was basically talking about, Craig Silverman was basically saying that that the police should effectively tell a Home Depot employee, for instance, that if they see a Muslim looking person buying, let's say, a vat of pool cleaner, which could be, I guess, mixed together in some MacGyver-style fashion to maybe create some kind of bomb, that the police should tell the clerk at Home Depot to be on the lookout for Muslim-looking people who might do that. I mean,
that wouldn't be much use to the cops. I mean, if somebody told them something like that, I mean, let's contextualize it a little more. I mean, let's say on the one hand, the bomb that the Timothy McVeigh used,
mm-hmm,
who was obviously not a Muslim,
mm-hmm,
and was white and an American citizen. I believe it was ammonium nitrate. Now, that's something that's a totally legitimate purchase as an explosive by a farmer. You know, you want to blow up get rid of some tree stumps, you might blow them up. So if you have a farm supply store in the Nebraska panhandle and some guy walks in and buys, you know, one package, I don't know how much is in a package, of this stuff, that wouldn't make you suspicious. On the other hand, let's say you have a farm supply store that's, say, in the exurban edge of Denver, and some guy walks in and wants to buy a couple hundred pounds of that, that should, period, that should make you more suspicious general. But if the guy also, other things about the way the guy looks could make you even more suspicious.
But okay, so now we're going down into the rabbit hole here, because what if the guy looks like Timothy McVeigh? Then you're a white guy.
I would think you would take that into account. I mean, if he looks like a farmer, you know, he's coming in overalls and.
But I guess that's the problem, right? If we're talking about, I mean, I guess that's what it gets down to, is what does the term "look like" really mean? I mean, it's subjective to everybody. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, of course it is, but that's law enforcement in general. I mean, that's investigations, is you have to make decisions based on things. And that's why you can't just make it by checking off a box. But let's go to nationality, which is, say, something that is easier to do. Because if you're, say, an immigration officer,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have a finite amount of time to process people coming in at the border. You know, and you got to deal with some people in 30 seconds. So I'm sure you've had the thing where they say something like, "Oh, well, when you drive home from the airport to your house in," which is purportedly in North Glen or wherever, what highway are you going to take? And if you have a good answer, like, say, Interstate 70, they'll just stop there and let you go on. If somebody is coming in from a country that is known to have produced a lot of terrorists, you would probably talk to them more, you know, in more depth than you would somebody who's, say, coming from Norway.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you there that in terms of law enforcement and interrogations and at situations where law enforcement questions people, that law enforcement has to take into account all of these factors. I think you and I are agreeing in that you can't just, and as you put it, you can't just check a box and say, okay, we're just gonna cast a wide net profiling every Muslim. I mean, that's just not, to me, that, and sounds like to you, that's just not a smart strategy. It's 9:14 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line we have Dave Copel. He's the research director of the Conservative Independence Institute. And Dave, just for people to know, he labels himself a libertarian, and he and I tangle every now and again on the KBDI Channel 12 public affairs program. Let's turn now a little bit to health care. You and I talked about this on the last time that we appeared on the Channel 12 show. And from a libertarian perspective, what's your analysis of what's going on in the Congress, maybe even in specific on this Baucus bill? Where do you come down?
Well, let's step back from ideology and just talk about good government and transparency. This bill, this so-called Baucus bill, doesn't exist. You know, you want to talk about, we could have interesting discussions about the pros and cons and say, you know, page 87 of the Baucus bill does this, and I'd say, oh, that's a bad idea, and you'd say it's good, and we could talk about it. There is no bill. There is a 200-page conceptual outline.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I read this on Red State, which is it's a Republican, aims to be a Republican counterpart to the Daily Kos.
Mm-hmm.
So, but usually I found it to be generally, not perfectly, but generally factually reliable for their sort of the articles written by their top level team. They say that this bill does not exist. There is no bill, and in fact, they're going through this markup, which is not. We think a markup is, oh, take out Clause 8 and replace it with this new language, and we'll add a Clause 8.5 in here, things like that. All they're doing on the markup is adding additional conceptual ideas, and actually the committee itself is not even going to have a bill to vote on when they vote decide to vote whether to report it out of the committee.
Well, and this speaks to a thing that you and I think can agree on, which is that you're right. The process has been opaque. The Obama administration, President Obama, who promised to have the health care negotiations take place, even his formulation and his negotiations on health care to take place on C-SPAN. That was one of his campaign promises. That hasn't happened. And you're right. What they're hoping to do, I think, is they're hoping to ramrod a blank bill into a conference committee, which is, I wouldn't call it secretive, but it's even harder to follow what's going on in a conference committee than in a regular committee, and that's the hope.
Does the conference committee even meet in public?
It depends. I mean, they can close parts of it. I mean, let's put it this way. Officially, it convenes in public, but you never know what's going on in private. In other words, if you have, let's say there's 20 people on a conference committee, you have your official conference committee hearing, but you also might have those 20, or let's say 15 of the 20, meeting somewhere else. So I think, you know, you make a really, really important point, and I brought you into the AM760 Progressive Dojo, and you and I have basically agreed, which I think shows that, at least among honest conservatives, libertarian conservatives, and I hope I come off and am an honest progressive, that there is a point of agreement. We'll have you on for a longer segment, certainly in another couple of weeks as these debates continue to heat up. I really thank you for taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Honorable Sensei.
Okay. Take care, Dave.
Thanks.
That was Dave Koppel of the Independence Institute. You know, we try to bring in folks. We had Brownie on a couple times. We'll have Dave Koppel back. You know, I think it's good to have folks into the AM760 Progressive Dojo to hear to spar with them a little bit. 9:18 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, our special guest Kevin DeLang, the owner and operator of Dry Dock Brewing Company in Aurora. We're going to get a taste test of his beer. He's going to be at Beer Fest. And remember, if you want to go to Beer Fest, www.am760.net. Register, and every day at 7:20, we announce a winner. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a water main break just poking up here. Jewel and Irving, that's causing some problems out there in West Denver. Also got an accident westbound I-70 at Chambers there in Aurora. Small delays. Speed still in the 40s, though, as you're making your way past Airport Boulevard all the way to the side of that crash. Only other jams I'm seeing are on southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, again from 70 past Spear Boulevard. And get this, light flurries falling on I-70 west of C-470 all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Snow's coming, people. Your forecast, mostly cloudy but warmer than yesterday with a high around 57. Scattered showers in the urban corridor, possible snow in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature, 48 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they...
There's all this stuff that I can't get out of my head. I don't even know if I'm a good nurse anymore.
Veronica just got home from Iraq. And after all she's seen, only one thing matters.
You're a doctor. It is your job to do everything.
The patient.
You're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
The premiere of Mercy, followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU and a new Jay Leno show. All starting tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
Osteoporosis. Hot flushes. Night sweats. Difficulty sleeping. Lack of energy. For women going through menopause, these concerns become a part of life. If you are menopausal and experiencing postmenopausal symptoms, you may be eligible to participate in our clinical research study. The purpose of this study is to test whether an investigational drug safely and effectively prevents postmenopausal osteoporosis and helps menopausal symptoms while ensuring endometrial safety.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see.
Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
What you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. IntelligentOffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if it's Wednesday morning is the, God, it's the worst time of the week, so every now and again, we like to, we're beer enthusiasts here at AM 760, so every now and again, we like to have a local brewery come in and do a taste test if we can convince them to do so. And in studio right now, we have Kevin DeLang. He is the owner and operator of Dry Dock Brewing Company in Aurora. Dry Dock was established in 2005, and the brewery recently moved into a new space on the southwest corner of Hamden and Chambers. Dry Dock Brewery will have a booth set up at Beer Fest this weekend. You can find out more at www.drydockbrewery.com. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dave.
So are you used to drinking beer at 9:23 on a Wednesday morning?
Fortunately, I can say yes, actually, to that.
I'm sure you are. So Dry Dock Brewing Company started in 2005. Tell us the story of how it started, why you got into it.
I had a homebrew shop, actually, first. So a retail shop for people that want to make beer and wine at home. Bought that business about 8 years ago. And 4 years after we were open for business, we decided to open up the brewery next door. A small space became available.
So you come out of homebrewing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we get a lot of people calling up, and feel free to call 303-713-7600 if you want to ask any questions. Because I know we always, every time we have somebody in about beer, we get a lot of calls and people have questions about homebrewing questions. And some people have said, you know, they've told us, look, you know, home brewing is really important and people love it, but it's way different from the microbrew industry. And a couple people have said, well, you know, people who do home brewing have misconceptions about, for instance, transitioning from homebrew into the microbrew industry. Tell us about how big a jump was that for you?
Not as big. I think I've heard those statements as well, that it's a huge jump.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a big jump, don't get me wrong, but you can do it in small steps, especially in Colorado. It's something that you can go from most professional brewers to started as home brewers. It's amazing. You talk to professional brewers. My brewer, for example, was a home brewer for sure. Bill I brews for us now. I hired him just recently with the expansion. Most professional brewers started as home brewers, so you can make the leap, definitely. That said, it's difficult. I mean, you're operating a business. You're starting a business, so it's not as easy as just, I make great beer at home. I can make beer and sell it to people. In that respect, it's a difficult transition, but it's something that can be done. So I think a lot of times, I've heard that as well, but a lot of times I think that's overstated. I, having done it, I often encourage people to give it a shot if they're in a position personally to try to make that leap.
What were you doing before you made the leap full-time into the business?
Before I had the homebrew shop, I was an education administrator. I was an administrator for for-profit schools, DeVry, tech schools, that kind of a institution, and kind of got tired of corporate America, wanted to be an entrepreneur, own my own business, and this homebrew shop was for sale. So about 8 years ago, took out a home equity loan, opened the homebrew shop, and then 4 years after that, a little space became available next door.
Do you still do the homebrew shop?
We do. It's called the Brew Hut. It's
so connected. I can come to
it's
the Brew Hut.
Business.
Yeah. I can come to the Brew Hut if I want to be a home brewer.
Absolutely.
And you can hook me up.
Absolutely. The two businesses are connected. They work fantastic together. And the Brew Hut just expanded as well.
Is that kind of a unique thing? I mean, like, I haven't heard, not a super expert on this, but is we've had a couple brewers in here. It seems like Dry Dock Brewing, in connecting itself directly to the homebrew community and the homebrew business, is that a niche for you guys?
It is. It's fantastic. There's the other big one in the country is Ballast Point does that. They started as a homebrew shop in San Diego and then opened a microbrewery. And they were kind of an example for me as I started to open the brewery. But it works fantastic. The two businesses co-mingles. All homebrewers obviously love craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it allowed me to open up the brewery on a small scale and start to sell my beer because I knew I had a captive audience. On the other side, now that Dry Dock's really taken off, we get people that come in for the microbrewery, for the beer there, and they see the homebrew shop right next to it. We publish all our recipes. We're talking about exactly what hops are in the beer and what malts we use, and we talk about the brewing process to our brewery customers, and then they can walk next door and start brewing on
their
own
as well. It's kind of like going to a big city or metropolitan aquarium, and then being able to go to an aquarium store. I'm a fish nerd. And in studio with us is Kevin DeLange. He's the owner and operator of Dry Dock Brewing Company in Aurora. Dry Dock was established in 2005. They recently moved into a new space at the southwest corner of Hampton and Chambers. You can find their website, www.drydockbrewery.com. And they're going to have a booth set up at Beer Fest this weekend, which Turk and I will both be at. If you want tickets to Beer Fest, www.am760.net. Register to win a pair of tickets. We announce the winner every day at 7:20 a.m. Okay, so you said that Dry Dock Brewery has taken off. Let's crack open if we can. And you said you got a stout here.
I have an Imperial Stout. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we kick that off and as you here it goes. There you go. And as it
that's my favorite noise in the world, Dave.
I know it's my favorite noise in the world too. And as we take a test of it here, just tell us. About how it has taken off.
The brewery, because it was in such a small space connected to a homebrew shop, we didn't have a lot of exposure. When we first opened, it was hard to find. The only people that knew about it were the people that were actually coming into the homebrew shop. Right off the bat, right after we opened up, we were lucky enough to get a gold medal at the World Beer Cup in April of 2006.
Wow.
For one of our beers. And that really helped put us on the map. Right off the bat. After that, we then followed that up in 2008 at the next World Beer Cup. We were able to get another medal and kind of legitimized us. And so people started to search us out. And Aurora, we are Aurora's only microbrewery.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Which is amazing.
You don't really think about beer and Aurora except for, like, I guess, bars.
Exactly. You know? That's what you would think. But Aurora is like the third or fourth biggest city in Colorado.
Yeah, I was going to say, might even be the second biggest city. I think it's like catching up with Colorado Springs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think before Centennial seceded, it was right up there. But then when Centennial left
so
it.
So where can people find Dry Dock? I mean, can you find it in your liquor store?
Right now, we aren't packaging. We have a very active tasting room, so most of our sales are retail out of our tasting room.
So you've got to go to the brewery and I just want to make sure everyone knows, at Hampton and Chambers to get what we're drinking right now.
That's the best place to do it. We have 14 beers on tap. We aren't packaging, so you can't buy us in a liquor store. So it's either in the brewery or at bars and restaurants. We have a limited number of bars and restaurants.
What bars and restaurants are you at that you
of
know?
Of course, Falling Rock downtown.
Falling Rock,
beer.
Yeah.
Beer
mecca. They got like 120 beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Day.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place. Just got on tap at Great Northern Tavern. Old Chicago's on that side of town. Tamarack Square, Buckley and Island, mm-hmm. Southlands. And we're starting to expand that, but we haven't been able to because our focus first is retail, is to service the customers that come in to try all of our beers. And so until we can keep up, we're kind of limiting those drafts.
So this is interesting. So you're not in the we had Breckenridge Brewing in here, and they said that one of their big challenges was packaging, the labeling of their beer, et cetera, et cetera. That's you guys are a much smaller operation, so that's not part of your business right now. I mean,
right now
this is really right. You got to go right, and actually, you know, there is a an allure to that. I think that you can only get the beer in certain places. I mean, it makes it kind of an even more special experience.
And it's been one of the, I think these days people are starting to go back to local. They want to support their local neighborhood business. They want to go to their neighborhood brewery. That's the way it used to be before Prohibition. There were hundreds and hundreds of breweries all over the country, and we're just getting back up to those numbers now. And so there's a lot of excitement in our community that they can come to their neighborhood brewery, especially people who live in Aurora. Kind of, we have a little bit of an attitude that we have a misconception. A lot of people that don't live in Aurora have a misconception of Aurora.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
So they're all very excited that, hey, we have a brewery now that's winning great
awards. That's cool. A little hometown pride. Now, we're drinking here the stout, and we were talking off air about this. This is a is this new?
This is not new. This is old. This is something special we made about, I think it's probably been about a year and a half ago. It's a Russian Imperial Stout. It's about 10% alcohol.
Woo! 10% alcohol at 9:32 in the morning. All right.
That's why we're sipping, Dave.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Kevin, real quick about the Colorado State Fair. You guys did really well there this year, didn't you, with wars and whatnot?
We did. We got 6 medals at the Colorado State Fair. Surprising to learn, but the Colorado State Fair is actually a really big competition, given that how many breweries there are in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Even Sam Adams sends everything they have to the deal. So yeah, we were excited to do that. But the big show's coming up this weekend. So
Beer Fest. And there's a contest at Beer Fest.
Yeah,
sure.
There are two major competitions. One's the World Beer Cup I mentioned, which is every other year, and it travels to different locations. It's kind of like the Olympics. It's an international competition.
The Beer Olympics.
Exactly. And the other huge one is the Great American Beer Fest, which is American breweries, and it's always in Denver. We're lucky enough to have it locally, so the awards will be announced on Saturday afternoon.
If you want tickets to Beer Fest, again, www.am760.net. Register for our giveaway every day at 7:20 in the morning. My goal this whole week is to finish up the first chapter of my book so that I can go to Beer Fest on Saturday ready to drink as much beer as would be healthy for a human to drink, which, of course, is a selective definition for people.
Well, they run taxis in and out of downtown Denver, Dave, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. All right, so I guess we should take a break.
Oh, I guess I need to go run back into my post. And
Turk,
take care of business.
The moment the beer cracked open, Turk ran into the room, literally like slobber coming out of his mouth, drooling for the Imperial Stout. After the break, we'll try the other two beers. What, you got an IPA here and then an apricot?
Apricot and an IPA.
Okay. Sweet. So we're going to try those. And I'll ask Kevin DeLang, the owner and operator of Dry Dock Brewing Company in Aurora, and ask him about how business has been in this recession. That's the question we try to ask everybody here. It's always good to hear about how people are coping with this recession. So stick around. 9:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A beer-swilling John Turk will give us the traffic update.
I'm doing just fine, though, Dave. Thank God. I'm still in good shape for us. Just got this water main break at Jewel and Irving. That's our only problem out there. They did just clean up that crash westbound I-70 at Chambers, so that's no longer in your way. Just the normal jams coming into downtown on southbound I-25 there after Park Avenue. But if you're going to be traveling in and out of the high country, might be dealing with some snow, getting reports of light flurries falling on I-70 west of C-470 all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, going to be in the afternoon and evening. Possible 1 to 4 inches of snow in the foothills. Highs in town going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save money in the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner. Your King Supers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy, and they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Supers Pharmacy.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the individual health mandate.
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael? No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Danny Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox 5.
One less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850koa.com.
enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Sure. Author of Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion, John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Was your roof damaged by wind or hail?
Were you thinking about getting a regular old roof?
What you should get is an insulated roof system that will cut your energy bills up to 40%.
EnergyResearchGroup.org will work with your insurance company to get you an insulated roof system.
They will use infrared to diagnose all energy leaks your home has.